Blog Talk Radio.
Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
Grudge Inc. is taking over social networking. To get live, in-depth coverage on current races, follow us on Twitter at Grudge Inc. To view the most up-to-date and exclusive footage, subscribe to our YouTube page at youtube.com/GrudgeIncTV. To get an overview of it all, friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/GrudgeInc. And last but not least, we have a weekly newsletter that we will send out directly to your email every Monday. Sign up for this newsletter at www.grudgeinc.us. Once again, watch videos at youtube.com/grudgeinctv. Follow us on Twitter at Grudge Inc. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/grudgeinc. Grudge Inc. wants to be your number one stop for all grudge racing news and entertainment. Grudge Inc. is taking over social networking. To get live, in-depth coverage on current races, follow us on Twitter at Grudge Inc. To view the most up-to-date and exclusive footage, subscribe to our YouTube page at youtube.com/GrudgeIncTV. To get an overview of it all, friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/GrudgeInc. And last but not least, we have a weekly newsletter that we will send out directly to your email every Monday. Sign up for this newsletter at www.grudgeinc.us. Once again, watch videos at youtube.com/grudgeinctv. Follow us on Twitter at Grudge Inc. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/grudgeinc. Grudge Inc. wants to be your number one stop for all grudge racing news and entertainment.
Good evening, everyone, and happy, lovely Thursday. Your host tonight is Tricky Ricky, and I am Miss Fox Body. If you have anything to say, please press 1, and I will turn your mic on at my earliest convenience when Mr. Tricky Ricky asks for you. Please mute your phone from any background noise. Hello, Tricky Ricky. How are you this evening?
I'm good. I'm good. I might have a little background noise myself until I get situated. So don't kill me. I'm driving, but I'm good. Just getting off work. How about yourself today?
I am doing great.
All right. Well, today we're gonna start off with, I want to get off my chest real quick. I had some people that kind of confront me at the track, talking about the show, saying that they really like the show, but they feel as though that everybody does not get a chance to talk, which to a point may be true, and I tried to express some people are a little longer-winded than others. And for anybody that's listening to the show, because I'm not in front of the board, to text me and let me know that they ain't queue. And like I normally do, I will call out somebody's number to have Miss Fox Body over in that line in the queue. But maybe that's not working. So I think we're going to have to change up the format somewhat, and maybe Ms. Foxbody, when we get a call in the queue, either you can just open their line or just do a interrupt and let them on, because I don't want anyone to feel as though they're getting passed over or left in the queue and not being able to speak their mind. So if anybody wants to do it the way that I said, you just text me and let me know you're in the queue. My number is 202-553-2474. Or you could just tell Ms. Foxbody when she comes to you, when she cues you in, you know, that you want to be put in the queue. That some people press the one button and get in the queue and then don't say nothing. So we either close your mic and leave you there, or basically that's it. Other part of that I want to say, there are only certain people that talk on the show. For whatever reason, it just is what it is. I can't control it. This is a formatted show, an unformatted show, for everybody to say what's on their mind and get off their chest, whatever they got on their chest. If everybody does not choose to speak, then I can't help that only a certain group of people are talking. There are more people that call in and listen, but nobody talks. So if it's going to be more interactive, more people have to press the one button and get on here and talk, say what's on their mind, talk shit, or whatever the case may be. But there has to be more interaction on everybody else's part besides myself and the normal group of people who are always on the show talking. So I just wanted to get that out of the way first before we move on. For those who don't know, the creek was open last night for a rain date from War on Wednesday to last week, War on Wheels, from last week, and I myself attended the test. 15 Stevens attended the test. As most know, we have a grudge race lined up tomorrow at Capitol. So we're trying to work out the bugs. I had some issues from what I hear, because I didn't see a team made a nice clean pass. And I'm headed to my car to figure out my problems and make sure I'm right. I got a lot of, I ain't even gonna say that word. I got a lot of people that's looking forward to me not doing so well or losing or paying the punk out, but it's not gonna happen. The only way this race don't get off tomorrow is that it rain. And I'm not looking forward to the rain. So it's gonna be a good race. For those that don't know, the race is my G body Malibu, is a ladder bar car, back half for most on 33s with Willie Bars, big block nitrous power. Will be running Gene Stevens 2000 brown tube chassis car, big tires, cubic inch unknown, but he's on nitrous. And Gene is driving. He doesn't normally drive his car. Kenny Beecham normally drives. And Gene will be letting me move to start the race to the 8th mile. And that's the race. So it should be interesting. I've heard from a lot of people that this particular race is creating a lot of buzz. And that's what we've been trying to do in the area, is create some hype, create some buzz. We've been going back and forth on Facebook, and the DMV Grudge page on Facebook is steadily growing. Right now it's over 600 members. And, you know, if you got a Facebook page, that's where most of the smack talk will go on during the week, during the day, but we ain't got nothing else to do. We got some downtime lollygagging while we're working. So that's that for tomorrow. Saturday, if it doesn't rain, we have an OPS race, Outlaw Pro Street 10-5 race up in Capitol. That's the Warriors 10-5 group. And I think the Outlaw Pontiacs are going to be there. And they're also having a wheel stand contest tomorrow, Saturday at Capitol, doing that event. Next Saturday, we're traveling down to Fayetteville, North Carolina for the Long Island Joe race in conjunction with Larry T. Racing, or Custom Tees, I'm sorry, Larry T. Custom Tees. And we'll go down there and do a little racing within in the back half shootout and see what we can come away from North Carolina with. I've been told that they got some guys down there that say that their car is going to win the race, and the Maryland guys ain't knocking on nothing. So we're going to show them, at least somebody going to show them something. We're going to stand up. And then the week after that, we got the August 3rd race here at Buzz Creek, where he got quite a few people coming in from all around. You got Cold Killer Day coming up with his Buick Regal, Nitrous Fire Buick Regal on 29s. They call it the Great White. Mostly everybody know Big Low. He coming up from Florida with his Malibu on 29s. Don Yates coming from Chicago with his Buick Regal on 29s. I think a guy by the name of Beers, who is a Grudge Inc. governor. He has a Mustang on 28s or 29s, but I hear it's a pro-charge car, so I don't know if anybody here is going to be inclined to want to run him because he's pro-charge, but he's coming. And a few others. So the action should be interesting and plentiful. So we gotta stand up for our city when these guys come to town and show them who the real deal is. Also on that date, August the 3rd, I myself supposed to run Nephew Pete in his Quiet Storm Camaro, and I'm also supposed to run Don Ye. So it's going to be interesting. I don't want to chit-chat too much longer. That's about all the upcoming action that we got going on. So if we can, I'd like to go to the phone lines and get the fans in to hear what they got to say. So, Ms. Foxfire, do we have anybody in the queue?
Yes, sir. Right now we have Andrea. Andrea, your mic is open.
Hey, Tricky Rick, how you doing? Me and Big J just hanging together, just supporting your show. Everything was good last week, and we give you support this week.
All right, well, I appreciate it.
All right.
Tell everybody out there hello.
Okay, so we're just listening in, and yep. Hope to see you tomorrow.
All right, that'll be good. I look forward to it.
Okay. All right. Talk to you later. Love
okay.
you. Bye.
Hey, who else do we have in the queue, Ms. Fonsbody?
Right now, that is all for our callers in the queue.
Say that one more time, please.
That is it for right now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it was kind of short notice for me and to the staff.
Yeah,
I was kind of seeking get up.
Monster, your mic is on.
Hey, what's up, Rick?
What's going on, sir?
I saw you last night. You're looking good.
Well, I don't know about looking good. I went out there, and I guess if you want to say for a motor pass, it looked pretty good.
All right.
I got what's surprising to me, I got a lot of people that jump ship on me. But you know, everybody got their favorite or who they want to bet with that they feel they gonna win their money on. And there's nothing wrong with that. No love lost. But just be prepared tomorrow. That's all I can say.
I'm riding, bro.
But it was a nice turnout at the track, though. I will say that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, since there ain't a whole lot of people in the queue, Marshall, can you give me any information about the? Okay. Can you give me any information about the Fayetteville race next week?
Yeah, man, that old dude from New York, Long Island Joe, together with Custom Tees, they decided to go down to Fayetteville. I tell you, the people in Fayetteville, it's called Tribal Wars. Joe did the race at a different track down there last year, and he moved it to Fayetteville because he had a really good race down there. A lot of people enjoyed it. And he wanted to move it somewhere else so that he can give the people a little bit more action and a bigger place to pull into. So he's going to Fayetteville now. So, but it's called Tribal Wars. And it's unique, Rick, for this, like you, it'll be the first time for me. A lot of the people down that way are Indian descent. So true American Indians, from what I understand. So a lot of them have race cars. I never knew that.
Yeah, I never knew that either. I did see a video a while back. I'm assuming that's what this was about, the Tribal Wars thing. And the guy was out there doing his – I ain't going to say the guy, but the Indian was out there doing his dance. I don't know if he was like if it was like a prayer over the cars and the drivers or
what,
but it was okay. Yeah, it was something to see. It was pretty unique to me.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. Somebody emailed me that today. I'll send it to you. And that way you can, maybe we could post it on DMV for people to see, because it's I had no idea that it was that big of a custom still in the country, you know? And that's because we're in our own little world up here in the DMV, you know, which is totally different than traveling a lot of other places, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. But that was interesting how you started the show off. And I guess I'll call you afterwards to ask you about that, all right?
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Okay, we have callers. Pete, your mic is on. Big Kenny, your mic is on.
What's going on, Rick? What's going on, Monza?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Monza, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Hmm?
You ought to be ashamed of yourself, man.
I'm riding with Rick, fool.
Man, you got him on a national radio show and told the biggest lie in the world.
I said he looked good.
Man,
anytime you pull in the door at the racetrack and you got the motor running and you ain't got parts on the racetrack, you're going to be all right. It's all adjustment.
Oh,
so tomorrow, don't you move on.
It's easy to keep you happy then.
Hey, Pete, just don't go nowhere because I got some money for you. We gonna, don't
I'm
you gonna, move.
Hey,
you can't.
I'm going to have to come get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had to make special plans today because I said, man, this year is so sweet. I cannot miss this one. I went and got all my check-ins, my savings, my life savings, my credit card. I'm going to
Hey, Pete. Hey, Pete, look, every week we get on here and fight about it, so evidently somebody sent Rick a message while the same people talk every week. So, hell, we might as well get this on while we at it, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I got a question, though. I got both of y'all on the phone, and I want to make sure we're clear on this. Lord and behold, everything good this weekend with Rick. We pull in the Fayetteville next week. That's still a gold deal with that J.C. Richardson?
Yes, it is on Allian.
Okay.
Now, I can't speak for
Okay, let me ask a question. Now you sent me something the other day, Pete. Now was he coming to the Capitol Saturday?
Yeah, that's the plan, yeah.
That's the plan.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yes, we coming to get the OPS belt. Yes, we coming to take it.
Now I don't know how my checking and savings gonna be set up after tomorrow. But I'm almost inclined to do that second round qualifying tomorrow if you show up. I mean, on Saturday.
Put the head up?
Wow.
Say again?
Head up?
Yeah, I ain't asking for nothing.
Oh, okay.
Whoa.
That sound like a winner then.
He's not going to give it to me. So, he's coming to my backyard, so him. Yeah. If my checking and savings, balance out tomorrow, Saturday, if it don't rain, I'll take him on second round qualifying. And then I can show y'all how you got pulled, I can make that happen.
Nah, I ain't worried about that. Hey, I know you probably listening, but you probably some of the smaller riddles for them. Hook, line, and sinker, we were reading really miss.
Mhm. Hey Pete, y'all look good last night. That's a good round.
Hey, mom, you look good every time. Not hold on, I ain't gonna say all the time. 90% of the time we come to the church, we look good. That's what we do.
Yes, sir. But it's totally different when it's shakedown and showtime.
Hey, look.
Let me tell you something.
Hey, look.
Them happy boys got you over Virginia. When them happy boys got you over Virginia, you couldn't even figure out where the gas pedal was. You got so nervous when that Vega pulled in the water.
Hey, look, hey, Mother, Dean ain't got one job. We already programmed him. When Rick take off, we just take off behind him. And take the car and do the rest.
Okay. You told me that with the happy boys.
As simple as that.
You told me that with the Hatton boys, Pete, and I had to get phone calls. I'm down at Great Wolf Lodge, and I'm getting live video stream. You come out the car shaking like Cringer the Cat, that daggone Hatton boy. Hatton boy back that monster up and start turning them canisters on. You got all nervous, I heard. You had to tell him, cut the car off, man. We can't do nothing with him.
I guess we just see Alvin Ferdinand. So,
that's right.
Yeah.
Hey, Pete,
I got a whole lot of work that they would do. I got to find a Ricky Bird first off the trailer. I got to beat Hat and win the shootout, and I got to whip Rick ass. So by the time I get done that day, I'll be nice and tired.
Mm. Hey, Pete, but I'll tell you what. Must have been 8 or 9 guys come up to me last night about that conventional head shootout. They like that idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know what else, Pete? I'm going to share it with you since you're the one that talked about it first.
Yeah, I'm the one who really started it. We did that thing about 4 or 5 years ago. We really started it because I won the first one, and then we just continued on doing it. And, Hatton won it, and Charles won it. So, we had a couple guys. We didn't done them, and it's just fun, So.
And you know what? It gives the guy like you and me a chance to race in front of the crowd. So that was great, great on your behalf to come up with something like that. But I got to tell you something. While I got you on the phone, since I know you ain't running in it, or are you?
Yeah, I'm running in it.
Okay, good. Well, there's going to be a championship belt, so it's coming back to D.C.
Yeah, I know. We're going to have an OPS belt and the Convention belt. You have all the belts. Y'all got any more belts for us to get?
Yeah, extreme backhand. So if Kenny's running in that over there, it's one for that, too.
But I'm going to have 2 shots of that thing. We're going to have Kenny and JC over there. So we're going to try to keep that belt.
Oh, you putting JC in there, too?
Man, we going all in.
All right. I think we're going to do that like we did the one over there before with JC. We're going to the D.C. split the cars up. Your New York and Carolina cars to go against the D.C. Virginia cars. What do you think about that?
I think everybody's going down. D.C. Virginia going
down. Yeah, Yeah, and that way you can see who the true man is from whichever side. So Joe's got a couple. He's got two calls, I'm hearing. Is he on the line? I got to see if he's on the line because he was fussing at me the other day. So, yeah. But, yeah, Pete, y'all look good. But that don't mean nothing. That was yesterday. Tomorrow is a different day. So don't get too excited, okay?
Shit, man, we ready. Hey, look. Hey, Marvin, we ain't even excited. We just laid back. Matter of fact, I just got done eating tacos and we just talking about how we're going to spend the money when we win. You know, we're going to buy something with it.
We're going to Royal Farms. Gene liked that chicken, so we're going to go to Royal Farms when we get done waxing it.
Yeah. You know, hey, Mom, we need to figure out something we can buy with the money, and we win. So we'll figure out something. We might buy something that, I don't know, we're going to buy something, though.
Hey, who money y'all talking about spending?
Yours and whoever bet with you?
I just wanted to make sure you could hear me. I got cut off.
Oh, yeah.
I don't personally see that happening, but
every year, the Halter makes an example to somebody. So I guess it's your turn again.
Well, I can't really say y'all made an example out of me. If anything, I made an example out of y'all. But, you know, I'm hearing conflicting stories of involvement and partnership within the horsemen. And I don't know if you would like to speak on that or whether it's even relevant for me to bring up.
No, I'm going to leave that alone.
Okay, not a problem. But as of right now, we like, you know, going by the record, I say we 1-1. Is it fair to say that we 1-1?
Actually, 2-2 for real. If you count the two races that you and John did, so it's like 2-2.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, yeah, okay. If you want to call that.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
But I mean, as the way it's stacking up right now, I'm like. Like I'm gonna be the only person that's running the horses. I'm gonna take on Gene tomorrow. Then I gotta run. I run JC if he come up here Saturday and it don't rain. Then I run you on the fourth, and then I just need Kenny.
The bird. Sunday. If you go there Sunday, you're gonna be by yourself.
Hey! You know what? You got Kenny getting the Grand Slam.
Yeah, I mean, don't you think that would be pretty impressive for one man to run through a whole team, wouldn't it?
Yeah, if you could put it on, I think I probably have to shake your hand myself. That's four hard jobs right there that you didn't just do. So, I mean,
Hey, Rick, we ain't got to worry too much.
The chances of that happening, the spot is slim to none and pretty much impossible, but it's good to think about.
Well, I mean, that would be like you saying that you're going to beat the Hatton boys.
Oh. Hey, Pete, say it again, Rick. I don't think Pete heard you. Say it again.
Yeah, that would be like Pete saying that he's going to beat the Hatton boys.
Yeah.
Man, the Hatton boys are solving for my mind. I ain't even studying about them.
Studying. You hey, you know you from down the country. You talking about some studding already? You hear me?
Yes, sir.
It was good to see you though last night, brother.
They should be the first thing on your mind.
I'm gonna show y'all who the king is.
Tony said he's sleeping shit in you right now. He can't wait.
Man, yes he can. Tony scared to death. I thought them last night. He ain't know where we were going to come in. I said, man, just calm down. I ain't beat it too bad. But calm down.
I don't know, Pete.
Hey, Pete, I got a question for you. Rick, hold up. Let me ask you this. Do you think maybe on the first round of the convention or his shootout, or you want to do it the second qualifying? I mean, I'm pretty sure I can put that Ovega on the other side of you at the crew.
I want to do it in the race when it counts. If I can't beat him, I don't need to be in the race.
You got it.
I mean, it's all stepped to the side.
Uh-oh. Man, I tell you what, Pete, I watched that video, boy, and I saw you looking out the window. You couldn't even put your car in gear when they backed that hat up and started banging on them canisters, boy. He turned the narcotics on, and you got nervous over there. You like, something wrong with the car. Hey, Rick, he had to cut the car off. He got so nervous, boy.
that what happened?
Yes, sir. Hey, Rick, he looked like, you know how you watch that cartoon, Cringy the Cat, how he'd be buckling up in there, and he can't move? That's what happened to Pete. He couldn't reach down and hit the gear shift when them hats stopped turning them canisters on. You hear me?
Hey, you ain't do that.
Hey, the flames got y'all fooled. Everybody go flame, but they don't mean they going flames. Yeah, I think mine's a murder car. I ride the secret.
You say the flames got you fooled.
Yeah, the flames got them fooled. They think they're flying. They see them flames coming up. I think mine's a murder car.
Well, I mean, mine go under the car too, but did any of y'all happen to see last night the flames that came out of Ed Burnley's car?
Oh, man.
And how he got that thing hiking the front end up now?
Oh, man, he was riding. You hear me?
Yeah, Ed Burnley been talking to somebody.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, man.
Ed Burnley got that thing moving.
Oh, yeah, that's Charlie Buck power. Charlie Buck helps you like that. When you a customer here, he definitely gets in there and gives you a help. He gives you a real safe tune-up, but it puts you where you need to be at.
Excuse me, he did his homework.
Yes,
Miss Foxbody.
We have Big Gene and Greg.
Mike's on.
Okay.
What's up, Gene? What's up, Greg?
Hey, what's up, yo?
These are my two partners here.
I got a question for Tricky Ricky and Monster.
Oh.
I might not be able to make the race Friday, but I still want to lock the money in. You good?
God damn, man, you calling long distance? Don't you talk enough shit on Facebook, man?
I'm all the way up in Albany, New York. I want to make the race up kind of bad because I think that's just easy money. But I just want to know the tricky way to want to lock it in.
What time you gonna get down here?
I don't know. I got a couple stops tomorrow, Albany. That's why I kept putting on Facebook to see what time y'all gonna race.
Yeah, I mean we didn't set a time as of yet.
I could call Pete when I'm on the way back and drop the money off if y'all are the race or whatever. It don't matter.
You know we're good. We having fun. It's all in fun for me. So you
got
it, Greg. How you doing?
You got nothing off. The only thing I do is collect.
All right. Pete, I'll get it at Fayetteville. I'll wait to Fayetteville.
Are you coming to Fayetteville?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Oh, man. Come on down. We'll hook you up with a video.
Hey, Marzo, the last time I raised, that man told the man that, man, don't even worry about the money. You can pay me next week. I just want to bet you.
I bet the man on credit. He can pay me what he want to pay. That was an easy race.
Yeah. Where are we going at,
Greg? Huh?
Where are we going, 20 or 50?
Oh, it's up to you, Martha. It don't matter to me.
We got 20. I got like 15 of y'all at $20 a piece, so I'm good. And then Gene and I got 100. The Gene and me 100, though. Gene, you still there?
Yes, sir. I'd like a crisp $100 bill, not small ones, please.
Hey, Gene, you know, we poor folks over in Maryland. I got to get $5 bills out on you.
Monster, that damn $20 was $38 to come back home. I need to bet you $138.
Hey, you ain't lying, Gene. I just seen it last night. I said, dang, God.
Are you serious?
Man, the toll cost me more than the coffee to get in the track.
Yeah, a
5-axle
is 36 and a
6-axle
is 45 to come back across the bridge.
Why y'all come that way?
That's always where we can come.
Hey, go on, Ryan.
I know why they got the bridge like that, too, Monster. The jig's up on that. They got the bridge like that, so when we crest the top of it, y'all can see us coming. And y'all can go right around the bushes.
Hey, Jim. I don't know. Gene, I don't know who the worst, you or Pete. sometimes I got to go to the bathroom and get an extra roll of toilet tissue for the shit y'all put out there. You hear me?
Well, next week you're going to be
I don't know. What I can tell you is they feeling real good right now.
Hey, Marvin, Gene went and bought a fresh set of headphones so I can talk to him while he's sitting in there. I told him when you do 3/3, I'm going to tell him just go and cut it off because it's going to be over.
Hey, I
want to keep going because he might just put a record down there or something. So I'm going to turn this straight on at
3:30. Hey, Pete.
Huh?
Hey, how about on that back half shootout, they ain't got the winner on there. That the winner going to be there.
The winner.
Yeah, I got JC name in on it. I see everybody else's name on there for the back half.
Because they figure if they put his name up there, everybody's going to stay home.
Oh, ain't nobody going to run.
Yeah, there you go. So,
okay. Oh, is that at BMP?
No, I think it's on the Fayetteville,
Monster.
Fayetteville.
Oh, man, he ain't got a snowball chance in hell. You hear me?
You want to lock some in on that, Monster?
You get your ass there. We're going to get that right on the start line because I'll be standing there. And I'm telling you, we got some shit coming through the gate. I just want to make sure you know your ass, Jay-Z, my dog. But goddamn, I'm going to put a leash on him when he gets to Fayetteville.
Just because he come through the gate, Martha, don't mean nothing.
Yeah, but Rick will be there. Goddamn, we'll be all right.
They're going to be the last one to come in the gate and the first one to go off.
Hey, you know what? Pete, we're going to have to put a little, Greg, we're going to put a little side money on that because there's a belt on the line down there, so that's going to be a real good one.
Man. Hey. Oh, yeah.
Well, Marvel, we already owe you two dollars fifty cents, so you already two dollars fifty cents to the good. Marvel, they two to one, they real going to Marvel, they up two to one, they real going to show, and we bet that he wasn't going to show. So Marvel, two dollars fifty cents to the good. Well, Marvel, if Joe show up Saturday, Rick ain't going to run him on the 20th.
Don't get too excited, Greg.
Hey, Greg, I had a question, though.
He better do that rain dance.
I had a question for y'all. All
right.
Just in case he run extreme on the 3rd and up there at Buzz Street, I just got wind that George and I might be there. So hear me out, you two. If George and them got Scoot's car there, you know we got to get a little lateral going. So that first qualifier, you know I'm going to put them two beside each other.
I was just going to tell you, you ain't got to talk no more. We want that anyway, so go ahead and get it. Go on, get rules. We want that anyway.
Yeah.
Excuse me, callers. Dunye is on the line.
Who?
Dunye.
Oh, hang up on him, Ms. Foxbody.
That's the one that said we wasn't about to race him, right?
Yeah, that's him.
Who?
No, I
didn't say that. I said they lined up to race me. That's what I said. Y'all boys just be talking. Y'all don't want to let nobody in and say nothing.
What's up, boy?
What's going on?
Hey, man, you spoke to me a week ago when you was cutting the grass. I'm still waiting.
How you fellas doing? I knew you was going to be on tonight.
What's up, man? We good.
I don't think Trick or Rick is going to make it to your race.
Huh?
He got all these races lined up, boy. His ass will be hurting.
Yeah, I see. He got a whole bunch of them lined up. I told him to just take it easy, man. I gave him some advice. He ain't taking it, though. I told him just wait till I get there.
No, I'm a stub on you.
Oh. What'd you say?
I'm a stubborn old mule. I don't listen very well.
Yeah. So go down there and take it easy on you boys.
But I mean, since you need to be telling all of them, they need to take it easy on me from what everybody's saying.
I don't know.
I done barked up the wrong tree from what I'm told.
Well, we're gonna see after the weekend, right?
Yeah.
It should be plenty of good action. See. Don't let nobody wait till the track getting ready to close to win the race.
You know, that's when most people get hot, man.
Hey, Rick, what time you and G want to get the thing off so we can go on, get a time on this thing? 9:30, 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock, something?
I can say we could probably, I know they close the lane at 10.
Oh, they close at 10 all day. It's about 9 then.
Yeah, we get in the lanes by 9 o'clock and then go from there.
All
right. I might make it back by then.
Man, it sounds like one scared and one glad of it.
Shit, we ain't scared.
Hey, which one do you think,
man? Shit, tomorrow ain't coming fast enough.
Why y'all waiting so late? Why y'all waiting so late?
Hey, why are you waiting so late? Rick need a test. He ain't ready yet.
Why are we waiting so late? Well, let's see. It's, what was it today? 102, they said? It's hot as a moon.
107 with the heat index.
Yeah, so, you know, we got to wait. Try to wait till it cool off, son.
Yeah.
I damn sure agree with that one.
Yeah, I mean, I ain't the only one that ain't trying to go out there in the heat, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that one, yeah, 100 degrees, that's hot. But shit, what time it start cooling off? About
7 or 8 it start cooling down. But, I mean, you know, if the outside temperature say 96, you know what I'm saying, the track going to be like 140.
Well, this time it's going to be 140 for both of y'all, so it ain't going to matter.
I prefer to run when it's cooler. I think Gene got the same sentiment, so, you know, we all on the same page with that right now.
Oh, okay. I know you going slow, he going slow, too, so it don't matter.
Hey, Miss Foxbody, can you meet that guy from Chicago's mic? I don't want to call him out of his name. I'm still mad because he ain't called me back from last week when he was cutting the grass in the heat, crying about it was a 90
message
degrees.
Left maximum. Like, if you're satisfied with the message.
Hold on. Hey. I know Diane didn't just say we were slow.
No, I ain't said that. That ain't what I said.
I said
if he's slow, you going slow too. So it don't matter. It's gonna be hot.
Oh.
If one's slow, both of them gonna be slow.
Yeah, you're right. Everybody racing on the same track.
Yeah. I'm mess around way too late now. I can't get no action.
But we got something for you too when you get up here. We waiting on you.
Uh-oh.
Yes, sir.
Uh oh. Yeah, then why everybody baking a cake for me, man? Why ain't everybody baking a cake for me?
You said that Virginia was sweet. There were easy cupcakes and pineapples and all that good stuff.
Hey, y'all just bring the cake. I'm going to have the ice cream, all right? We're going to have a good old time.
You're a rough customer, boy, I tell you. Hey, did you get the video I sent you?
You know, yeah, I got it. I ain't even looked at it yet. I ain't had a chance to look at it.
We have caller Jay Barnes on the line.
Jay Barnes.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Good evening, Trick and Rick. How you doing this evening?
I'm good. Hold on a second.
Hey, Jay Bond, it's Donye. What's happening, man? These boys, they baking the cake for me, man.
What are they trying to do, Donye? I mean, I know I get a lot of calls.
We're trying to whoop his ass. That's what we ain't trying. We going to do it.
I get a lot of texts out of Maryland saying that if Donye coming back, they moving. I didn't know. That's why I was calling in to see if that's true or not.
That is not true.
Donnie
coming, Merlin, he gonna leave
headless. Hey, Jay Bonds, this monster that worked for Larry. I'm gonna shut the lanes down so we can cut his Yeah. People like he's gonna go back to Chicago with one tail light. You hear me?
Yeah. Monster, let me tell you this though. No, let me tell you this, Monster. He bringing the invasion force with him now. He got he's bringing T5, Big Low. He's bringing Cold Killer. He's bringing David Floyd. I mean, the last time he's down now, let me tell you. I'm gonna tell you this is a private meeting. I'm gonna give y'all some information that was being held in a private meeting. Now he didn't want me to tell this, but what he said was we had a private meeting and everybody was online. I'll tell you who it was all on. It was Big Low, T5, David Floyd, Butt Naked, Wayne from White Trash. All of us on the same line, and he kept telling us, he said, listen, man, if you go to Maryland, you can pay your mortgage off. He kept telling everybody, man. It was like, hey, you think about the times when they had found gold over in on the West Coast. They said, I think what the old saying is, but they were going, everybody was going west. That's how that man came on, man. He said, man, we got to go to Maryland, get your mortgage out, and get it paid off. I mean, now he didn't want me to tell everybody. He said that's how he gave us the message.
All right.
Hey, Donye.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Lewis. I tell you what, I ain't trying to get on your cake and ice cream, but I'll tell you what. If you can get Big Bertha or Tommy Gunn to come down there with y'all, I got a motor car. I'll sit right at his door, motor for motor.
If I get who?
Tommy Gunn. Big Bertha?
Yeah.
If you get him come
coming.
Down there.
He coming.
He coming, yeah. He coming.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he all coming. Right. He coming. You got a car to run on the motor? I run on the motor too now.
Didn't I just say I didn't want a piece of your cake and ice cream? I said, since you all coming all that way, I let him make the call. If he want to run through the A, if we run through the A, if he want to run out the back door, we run out the back door.
He coming.
And also, we got Team SVO. It's a turbo or supercharged Mustang.
Turbo.
Yeah, it's Turbo Mustang. They coming. Terry and that group is coming. I mean, we got a lot of guys coming from around the country, man. And I believe there's going to be a real good cake and ice cream party. Yeah.
Yeah, cake and ice cream. We have Nate.
Hey,
they got the cake. I'm bringing the ice cream.
Somebody gonna have up their stomach before the night over.
Yes,
hey, you can't count for that mortgage payment shit, though. You ain't going to be able to pay for mortgage. I can tell you that.
Thank you, Liz. Thank you, Pete.
Hey, what about this, though? What about, I even heard that the host got a lot being raised. Is that true? Cricky Ricky, where you at?
What? Yeah, I'm here.
I was on another private call today, and Donye told me that, that you don't serve a slice of cake in my ice cream. Is that true?
You said I'm going to serve him some cake and ice cream.
That's what I heard.
I'm going to serve his ass some cake and ice cream, all right? I got something real sweet for him. It got extra icing on it, too.
I just know that's what he said. I didn't know. So that killed the theory. Did that kill the theory about... Grudging, ain't nobody never said that, but just in case. So it's obvious that grudging, we'll raise grudging. That ain't no issue, is it?
Oh, no, that ain't no issue.
Danye.
I think that's been put to rest. That's the thing of the past.
Danye, I mean, when you were telling all the guys about how sweet they're going to be, I mean, were you pulling everybody's leg or what?
Oh, no. You'll see when I get there. You'll see when you get there.
Hey Jay,
yeah.
The monster. You know we're gonna put him on video because I had three cars that wanted to shut in the door, I couldn't get him to budge, so this time I'm gonna put him on lockdown. You hear me?
you
gonna be the judge, and I don't want to
What cause is that? Now what cause is that? Which one was that?
The
Vega.
The Vega and the Red Fiber.
The Vega wanted the spot. The Vega wanted the spot.
We can change. We can make adjustments now. I don't think the Vega wanted the spot. Yeah. Well, Hey, Larry T told me I got to make accommodations for them, Jay. So I got to work out something.
Hey, Monster.
Hey, which Camaro? Which Camaro are you talking about, Monster?
The orange Firebird. The reddish one. He was in the back half shootout. He tested with the back half shootout.
The one I call the clown car, man.
No, don't call it back.
Hey, that's how I remember the car, but I don't want no trouble. Right, I'm touching that one now. Mm. I'm going to stay out of his way.
All right.
I know how to get in the third lane. All right. But now if he threw something for me now, I might go off now. I'm known to go off every now and then.
All right. So, Jay, we look forward to Grudge Inc. coming over, being a part of the show over there in Maryland, After Dark Underground, the Custom Tees, man. It's big props to all the boys traveling to come down to be a part of this deal, you know. So thank you and everybody involved from all across the country, man. It's about the people, and those fans are definitely going to be able to see something that they wish to see without having to travel for hours. So thank you.
Where you go? Did Jay disappear on us?
Y'all looking for me?
Yeah, he still on?
Who's that?
Man, Jay with old Rick, man. Hey, Jay with old Rick. Rick up in one hill and Jay in the other hill trying to get out. Man, what's going on?
Hey, Monster, you're studying up on all these Indians and tribal stuff. Don't be studying up on our rain dances to get us out of this tomorrow.
Gene, you down for that part.
I just don't want you to be able to do no rain dances and none of that shit just so you won't lose your money.
Nah, I'm okay. you gonna have
Hey, Gene, what kind of car you got? You got a chassis car? Gene.
Yeah.
You got a chassis car?
Unfortunately, yeah, I got a chassis car.
Okay. What'd you get? Tricky Ricky the brake?
Yeah, I'm going to give him the brake.
Today? Or out the back door?
I'm going to give him the brake tomorrow on the 8th.
Wee.
You see how confident he says out saying that?
Wee.
Man, I'm going to tell you about the Donnie. By the time you get here, Rick will be nice and greased up and wide open for you. You're going to bust him open. By the time you get here, you slide right on in. Now, I ain't going to say what happens when you slide in there.
I feel bad about it.
I'm just figuring we're going to spend the money. We're going to buy something with the money. I don't know. We'll figure something we're going to buy. Might buy a new golf cart.
You feel bad about it.
I feel a little bad about it.
No, don't feel bad, bro. It's racist.
That's like sitting on your shitter, opening up the back of the window, shooting a deer out of the window. There ain't no hunt in it.
Well, you gotta get out in the woods and get the hunting first before you can get the deer, right?
Yeah, you're right.
Well, okay. Hey, I think the man said that he feels.
So as like Pete always say, don't let the rabbit get the gun. So in this case, don't let the deer get the gun.
well, guess what? The deer might get it, but if he ain't got no bullets in it, guess what? He deer can't kill nothing.
What do you say, Rick? What do you say, Pete? Rick shooting blanks?
Yeah, man. Running Rick is just like running Ricky Bird, man. We just smile every time they come around.
Big comment, boy. I tell you, that's comment. Yeah.
Hey, Pete, you know what? If that's what you think about me,
real
swell for your ass.
Hey, Mom. Hey, Mom.
Go ahead.
It's your dog.
Oh, Lord.
Now, you know.
said you wasn't supposed to be betting nobody no money until you talked to me.
This is personal.
And we partners, Monster.
I know that, but me and Pete got to fight till the day I die. You hear me?
Man, don't do it. Have an early death.
Stop
with your battles a little better.
Hey, you're my dog, but I got to ride with my boy, man. I got to ride with my boy.
Who you riding with?
I'm riding with Rick tomorrow.
Man, you is crazy. We're going to have another meeting.
I am.
We're having a meeting tomorrow.
Yes.
Man, we're gonna have a meeting before
they
race.
You coming over?
What?
You coming over, short dog?
Is the sun gonna be shining tomorrow?
Yes, sir.
I don't think so. Do you think I'm gonna miss having my mortgage payment?
Hey, you need to get more of the too, huh?
Hey, chill, bring the motor home so we can chill out.
Monster, I talked to you later, but I didn't like that.
What's that, show?
Hey,
When you talk to them, what did they tell you?
Told me they got to come. That's it. But both of them, they were tight with me. I just told them I need them on this side of the town. Is that Jay Barnes on
there? Is this Jay Barnes?
Jay Barnes.
Show dog, that's you?
That's me. I don't know what's wrong with Rick.
Huh?
Got my phone to Rick phone.
Yeah, it's you. Somebody on speakerphone or something.
Hello?
Somebody echo.
Is it gone, Pete?
It's gone.
I can hear you. Okay.
I can hear you pretty good. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay Bond, what's all this that you were talking about, these mortgages and all this ice cream and cake everybody bringing?
Man, no. Marilyn is bringing the ice cream and cake. And all the good he calls.
Jay Bond, there you go again. Jay Bond, there you go again.
And all the calls from around the country is coming to enjoy the party.
Okay. Hey, I tell you one thing. All y'all going to get a little bit of Pepto-Bismol in y'all ice cream and cake. Y'all going to be shitting all over the place.
It's a good thing that we get an opportunity to come to Maryland. Now, the only person, you got to blame Dunye, because Dunye is the one that told everybody how sweet y'all were. I mean.
And we're going to cut him first. Now, listen.
I don't know who did Dunye run in Maryland?
He beat Brown and then he beat them guys with the jerseys somewhere.
You said William
Philadelphia.
Brown.
Philadelphia.
You talking about William Brown with the
jerseys?
Yeah,
with the
Malibu,
with the
heavy car.
Hey,
that's what I was going to say, the
Jigaboo,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So,
okay.
Hey, Don, can everybody hold up for one second? Hey, Joe.
Is
Steph and them coming back down on that day?
Oh, yeah, they're coming down. We got quite a bit of cars. We got, I got Bud Light Coupe, Young Stang. I got the little Duster coming, the Lamont coming out with the Duster. I got Lance with the Malibu. We're coming out with a lot of cars that day on the 3rd.
All right, well, I'm hoping we can reposition that race with Donye and
Donye didn't want to do that no more. Donye, he got away with it. Donye, he weaseled out of it. The guy just, like we said, we come to the track, we don't care, we're going to run you regardless. And Donye said he had to make another pass, and we knew the track was going to close. We were supposed to get the back tire, but instead we said heck with that. Well, I didn't say heck with it. The driver said heck with it. He ain't come all the way out here for nothing. He said, I'm going to run heads up. I was like, wow. So he took that little low-deck conventional head motor and tied down there. That's how it went. But
Donye,
so what you say? He did upgraded now.
No, we got something different.
Oh,
now you want to see if Donye is going to step to the plate when he got something running just like him.
Hey, Joe, this is what I'm going to tell you. As long as Donye, before you say that, Donye, it's going to be just like you. It ain't going to be just like you. We ain't coming with the black car no more. We coming with a tile. We're going to run your heads up. We don't want nothing. We ain't going to beg for nothing.
Okay. As long as there ain't no car, we gonna be all right.
Matter of fact, we're gonna run Bookie too, right?
I don't know if he's gonna be ready.
You don't think he got a streak out there?
At the moment, he working on it, so I don't know how close he is to being ready.
Tell him, do we gotta fly somebody out there to help him? I'm going to call him up Jay tonight. Barnes. I'm going to tell him we're going to fly somebody out there to help him get that car together.
Hey, Jay Barnes, can you hear me?
Jay Barnes gone asleep.
No,
I'm here.
I'm putting the phone on mute. Hey,
Barnes,
still stuck in that header. Hey, I got Long Island Jello on here, man. And I'm telling you before you get here, Donye's ass is marked for death. You hear me? So the man that already stepped up to the plate, I don't want to hear no sniveling out of that his ass when he gets there, because you're going on camera with me, and you're going to say he stepped out of the lane, because he made it clear Maryland had nothing to deal with. So we going to...
Long guy in the IC ain't going to do nothing but side big, and that's all he's going to do.
Listen, we ain't big. No. You know what? The only reason why we said we would run you, because we didn't have nothing like that. We didn't bring anything that day. All we brought was that conventional head.
What do you mean, not like that? What I got, that's special. So what you trying to tell me? You trying to tell me you had a short deck, conventional head, low deck? Yeah, I got a conventional, conventional short deck. Yes.
Okay. If you come back here with a short deck, conventional low deck again with the same car, I'll run you with the same car back over. You come back out there, same day. I ain't gonna kid you, no lie. I won't do it.
But when I get there, it ain't gonna be show and tell now.
No. Look, all you gotta do is at the end of the race, tell me that you got a short deck conventional head. You got that? You got the money. If you won, I just told you
it ain't gonna be show and tell.
Oh, so in other words, you kind of lied to me. You're gonna come with a big TV. Tall deck.
No, you asked me, do I have a... All I'm just saying, if you come just like, I don't care if whether you win or lose, whatever. If I lose, all I just want you to show me a short deck conventional. That's all. I just told you this ain't showing tail, man.
See, that's why I'm gonna come with this. That's why I'm gonna come with something else. I'm gonna tell you, I ain't gonna show and tell either.
Okay. Hey, Monster, when I come up there?
I got you two ice cream cones when you come up here. That's what I got.
Yes, sir. Sometimes I get amnesia. Can't remember stuff.
Hey, Donye, I got to tell you, though. I got to tell you, I was at the track last night. And I must have had 15 to 20 people that come to me, and they all said the same thing to me. So I hope Jay Barnes can hear this. They said, whatever you do, Monster, they said, Mr. Monster, you got to take Donye's ass out when he get here on the third. I said, what's wrong? They said, Gunny Picks put that damn video up and talk about grudging and we sweet. And I said, yeah. They said, man. They said, goddamn, we got to go stand in the racetrack so he can hit the brakes, he going to lose. I said, damn, heck, they want you bad.
Yeah, they want me bad, man. I mean, what I do?
Two or three little kids come over and say, you got to get the paid to black car. I'm like, what are you talking about? They said, we read it on the internet. I said, man, this ain't no good when the kids asking me to knock you off. You hear me?
Hey, Donye, I got something.
I got something even sweeter for you since you're talking about that sweet cake.
What you got?
I got a conventional head. Low deck. On motor. And I'll take the break to the eight.
I ain't giving nobody no break.
I'm letting you use the juice. All the stages you got.
Mm-mm. I don't like it. What is it? Wait, is it a chassis car?
No, it's not a chassis car.
What is it?
Feels like that Camaro you ran before the back half.
It
looked like a
back
half.
What?
It looked like a back half. Yeah. You look at it when we there. When I get busy. No, no, I'm show and tell. I'm going to show you everything. Don't worry about it. You're going to look at this.
I tell you what, if it is what you said, if it's a true back half, I'm going to run him head up on the motor.
Oh, you going to run motor to motor?
Yeah.
Okay, when we get there then.
Quarter mile.
Matter of fact,
yeah. I like that.
Okay.
I do too, because your black ass is in trouble.
Okay, that's all I wanted to make sure.
When you leave out there, your ass gonna be ash gray when we get done with you. We're gonna burn your ass up. You hear?
Y'all better have y'all big boots on.
Danye.
There's gonna be a lot of shit around now.
Danye, this is what I want to tell you. Listen to this here. I'm gonna take the car. We're gonna take it out this here week, right? Well, next week. After next week, when we go and race. On Sunday or Monday, we're going to call you so we can just lock in something so we can be ready.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
All right, just want to make sure that nothing breaks. After that, we can lock it in.
Okay.
That's good. Yeah, we'll do that.
Right, I'm going out this weekend, too. Well, next weekend.
Okay.
You still there? Pete.
Well, you're going to be the – when you coming up here? When you coming up here, Danye? You coming on the 3rd, right?
I ain't going to tell you when I'll be there so you can be there eye spying on me.
I ain't going to spy on you. I'm going to make sure – I'm going to leave a dinner card or something for you out there, TJ Fridays or something, so you can eat, so you can stay there.
Hey, Joe, you can't take me off to stay away from the track now. Come on now.
No, I'm just telling myself you don't turn around and get scared. I want to make sure you eat and everything. Make sure you got a good night's sleep. Everything. I want to make sure you're ready the next day. That's all.
Yeah, I'm going to be ready. I might roll in there on Thursday.
Joe, is Pete still on the phone? Hey, Pete still on the phone? From the horseman, Pete or Gene? Bob, can you hear me? Yeah. Bob. Yeah, Bob.
Excuse me, everyone. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah.
We have Cold Killer online.
Where you at?
Clint.
Yep.
That's it, Clint.
Man, what's going on? Hey, Cold Killer on the line. Jay Bond.
Yeah, Cold Killer
everybody.
Is on the line.
What's going on, everybody?
What's going on, Cold Killer?
What's
and
up,
Star Dog?
What's up, Star Dog?
Hi, what's going on?
I'm coming to Maryland in about a couple weeks. What y'all got up there for me, man, on 29 No Willie Bars?
All right. Hey, Monster, get to talking.
I'm pretty sure we can lock up.
What's going on? How y'all doing?
God damn it, I ain't too stepping nowhere.
I
think we got 2,000 Firebirds.
Danye.
Okay.
Danye.
What's up?
You got wearing those pom-poms over there now.
Hey, no. See, I got something to tell him. Hold on. Hey, killer.
What up?
Didn't we talk on the phone earlier, man? Didn't I tell you you got to find your own state to go get some action from, man?
Yeah. I'm in the restaurant now.
I need all that money they got, man.
Danye, you got to slide over to the table, man. There's two grown men at the table got to eat. I'm going to let you eat and let me eat. Don't let me try to be a bully and stick my fork in your plate and grass on your plate now. I'm gonna let you eat and let me eat, okay?
Hey, Cold Killer.
What's up?
It's your dog again, man. Now y'all gonna have to stop all that now. It ain't that easy down here now.
I ain't said easy. All y'all got to find me some action. I'm coming to fuck some shit up over there.
Well, we gonna hope that we can oblige you with something. Hold on.
Let me tell y'all what I got. I got a 85 Buick Regal Grand National. Do y'all got any G-body stop suspension, no wheelie bar car in Maryland, Virginia, D.C., North Carolina area, in up north, anywhere? Any, do y'all know anybody with one?
You run Mustang, Cold Killer?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
What about the new model Firebird, Cold Killer? You think we could work out something once you get there and take a look at that with us?
Listen, if it's on 29 no Willis, but I don't gotta look at it. I'm gonna lock it in.
Okay. That'll work.
As long as there ain't no class car. I don't race no class cars. I'm a grudge racer.
These ain't class cars.
Well, then, I ain't gotta see shit. As long as ain't got no wheelie bars, it's on 29. I ain't gotta see it. And it's nice.
Is Cubby on the phone or James Outlaw on the phone?
Hey, are we inviting too many hungry guests to this party or
no,
what?
No, don't worry about it, J-Bone. We going to fill all the guests to come. Listen, J-Bone.
Huh?
The fire department can't even stop nobody from coming to this party. You know how sometimes you have too many people in one building?
Yeah.
Don't even worry about it. Just invite everybody you want.
Wait, Tricky Ricky. Don't Tricky Ricky got a G-body?
Man, somebody we trying to go up and Tricky Ricky tomorrow.
Say that again, what y'all say?
We trying to go up and Tricky Ricky tomorrow.
Leave Tricky Ricky alone, man. Let me meet Tricky Ricky. Let me take him to the dance. I want to take him to the prom. Because he know what I'm going to do.
Hey, Killer, I done moved over for you, man. Now you trying to stick your fork on my plate.
Man, it's past sticking the fork on your plate. I'm pulling her panties to the side. I'm putting it going on in. I ain't even going to take her clothes off.
Outrageous now, man.
Man, I'm going to call my lawyer on you, rapist.
You going to have to stop.
Donnie, he putting you on a diet.
Hey, Mom.
Yeah, he's trying to put me on the diet, man.
I can't even defend the boys because I don't have one of them cars sitting like that down. You got to make it on this phone.
What kind of car you got? We can make it.
I'm bringing the black and orange Camaro. You seen that one.
Okay.
And I'm bringing the yellow one, my black and yellow one.
Okay. Give it a head up brick and I'll try either one on.
Oh, the head of brake? Yeah, you got that.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, which one?
You said either one of them, so whatever one I don't hurt.
Well, shit, I need to know which one I'm racing. Because I can bring two, three cars there, too. And you,
see,
and,
there
and
you
this,
go. Now, hold. What car you talking about?
Now you get black
now,
amnesia.
I'm trying to lock up the race so we can't lock up a race if we don't know what car we're racing.
No, we need to know what car we're racing.
That's what I'm trying to find out.
You was telling
me
your car.
Give me
the, I said
give me
the you
head
told me even one of my cars.
Okay.
You know
which one you want me to race me with? I only know the black and yellow one.
The black and orange one is, that's a 3,000-pound car, man. Now, what car are you talking about?
I'm talking about the black and yellow Camaro.
Okay, and which one you going to call my running me with?
I'm calling my running you with my Regal.
Oh, yes, you got that. But don't worry about it. The black, we can lock that in.
Okay.
What? Sheldon don't feel pretty good about that.
How much
no,
you want to lock
I don't
that?
Feel good. I don't feel good. I feel damn good.
How much you want to lock in?
We'll lock 1,000 on five.
1,000 on five? It's a bet. It's locked in, sir.
Yeah, we can lock 1,000 on five.
Give me the race again.
I get a head up brake from his Camaro. His what, a 68, 67, 69 Camaro?
69
Camaro.
Yeah.
All right, who's going to be the DP man? We want a DP man. We want to make it official.
Hold on. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Let me get some cars in my class first. If I can't get none, we're going to lock that in. If nobody else step up to save you, I'm going to lock some. I don't want to just ruin my chance of ever racing again.
Cold killer.
No, $5,000. So let me try to get some cars in my class.
Listen what I'm going to do. I'm going to call you back. I'm trying to take a bite out your ass.
See, I'm telling too much by locking your ass in, really. That's really
no,
out of fuck.
You know my car's slow. That fucking car's slow as shit. Everybody knows that.
It's a fucking Promar. It's a Promar.
No, my car ain't. Ho. My car's not no Promar. It's not.
It's a top sport tested car. I got a stock suspension car on 29s, nitrous.
But I want to
come out and gamble.
Yeah, I know, but listen what we do. And then with the black and orange car, I'm going to see what we can set up with that, for real. With that one.
I don't even know what the black and orange car you're talking about.
The same this one is, I ran dog with, man. Or you wasn't down there.
It's a back half car?
It's an old style chassis car. It's a 2x3 with A arms on it.
Shit.
But I'll let you see it. We get together and I'll let you see the car or whatever.
Any car with a wheelie bar, I'm going to need to break anyway because I ain't got no wheelie bar. Any car with a wheelie bar, I'm going to need to break. But I really want to run some cars in my class. I really feed my chest too hard right now. I need to race some cars in my class.
Hold on.
Hey, Cole Killer. Most of what we got this way is Mustangs. We don't have any G-bodies that are close to you, but the Mustangs, I think, will work close. How are you with the Mustangs?
I will race a Mustang as long as it's not a class car and it's not and it's nitrous and it's got 29
okay.
Wheelie bar.
Pick up somewhere.
Look at that. Work. Man, we appreciate y'all coming up here.
Well, I owe Larry T1, so I'm going to come up there and run through his old area.
Well, we didn't give you all that. We just said we appreciate you coming. You look too excited that Christmas ain't here yet. Hey, I saw you run the dude out at Detroit on foot, so I'm going to have to knock your ass off on foot too then. You hear me?
Hey, man,
I'm going to tell you this here. I am not running nobody on foot again. I was in the bed all week after that. I was full of shit.
Hey, Cold Killer.
What's up?
What you say? That's one thing you ain't doing no more.
Man, I ain't doing that no more. You know, I could have beat him if I let him keep. No, I noticed he kept inching up, but I like fuck it. Let me go in. I don't want to stretch the race out too far, and I goddamn tap out too. I could let him inch up and.
But you called
Red Rock. Just back up.
You Red Rock.
Hey, Coach Hill, it looked like your bottle pressure fell off there when he got me at the end on your ass. You hear me?
I was trying to grab and pull it back a little bit, really. I got something that race now that handle all my lightweight. So I'm gonna leave that to that old Regal.
Hey Jay Bonds, I noticed once you got Cold Killer on here, boy, you was talking some shit, so we gonna have to step you too, all right? Hey Long Island Joe, what you got in New York close to Cold Killer?
I ain't got nobody's ready yet. Not no G-body.
Okay. Nah. Long as it's 29 in the wheelie bar. It can be a Mustang long as 29. I prefer it be soft suspension. But, you know, I can't tell a man how to build his car.
Yeah, the only thing they got is small blocks, so they can't do nothing with you.
They back out cars with small blocks in them?
No, stock suspension. Stock suspension in the wheelie bar.
Okay, shit. I'm a big ass Regal, so shit. A Mustang and a
they'll be begging.
Mustang
I'll just tell you the truth. They could be begging. That's all. You know what? I know for a fact they'll be begging. I ain't gonna lie. They ain't gonna be
from a
probably, Regal. Yes.
That's because
what happened last night. I'm gonna tell you that right now.
Hey, and not only that. Hey, not only that. Joe.
Yeah.
Not only that, it's because it's Cold Killer Regal. hey, Cold Killer.
What's up?
You shouldn't even name the Cold Killer Regal.
Oh.
Well, that ain't the name no more. It's called Runaway Train, a.k.a. Floyd Mayweather, a.k.a. Great White.
Oh, okay. Yeah, change up name on the board. You might do something.
Yeah, well, it's called Floyd Mayweather right now. Until it get defeat, it's undefeated right now. So until it get a defeat, I'm gonna change the Mike Tyson in.
Did you change Tony Wright? Did you change Tony Wright name?
Oh, he ain't Hitler no more. He's a David. He's David over there.
What is his name now, Cole Hill?
David.
Baby.
Hey, Cole Killer. Hey, I got a car might be interested. A Maverick, 70 Maverick with a small block. It's a chassis car, but it's a small block with no gas, straight motor.
A Maverick.
Mhm. 70 Maverick.
I don't think that'll look good in a photo, man. That ain't gonna look good in a photo. Me sitting inside a Maverick, man.
God damn you, black folks, I tell you. God damn you, kill me, man.
That ain't going to look too good in the photo, man. I'm trying to be a superstar one day, man. I put you that in my portfolio.
Shit. I got to pull the shit out on you, man. You knocked out last night.
Hey, Donye, you want to try that Maverick? I'm going to give you something on my plate, Donye. Try that Maverick, man. Donye.
That Maverick looking for a spot.
That Maverick looking for a spot?
Yeah.
Yeah, chassis car. How the hell he looking for a spot?
Man, he told me he wanted the brakes.
Nah, not that one. You turn the gas off, we're running it up.
Oh, shit. I ain't out. With a Maverick?
Shit, you bought
the pie don't weigh but 1,800 pounds.
I don't get what Cold Killer just told you. You build your car to fit your plate. No, don't worry about what the hell we got.
Oh, well, that's fine then. I'm gonna keep on. I ain't gonna take nothing off then. I'm gonna keep everything on my plate.
All right. Get a Maverick to break. Why y'all scared to get a Maverick to break? Ain't got no juice.
If y'all... Hey, I tell you why. I'm gonna get on the motor. Y'all give me the break.
Man, you like Wells Fargo shit. You looking for shit.
This is a one-way bank over here. It's coming all in, not out.
What?
Well, I'll tell you what I'm only taking deposits. I see what I do. I'm going to have to rob the bank when I meet you then, because you ain't going to let it go either. I'm just going to have to come in and rob it. I ain't afraid.
That's right. Yes, you can.
Hey, Daya,
I'm going to know it's you, because I know you ain't going to have your mask on.
Hey, you told him that. Fuck it. I'm gonna put some baby powder in my shoe, and you just gonna lose conscious. What happened? Oh shit! He done got away. But I think that look good in photo art with you, Donnie. That Maverick. I don't think that look good in the photo art. Me sitting inside of Maverick.
I told you where you at.
I know where I'm at, Donnie. I'm at the bottom of the photo. I ain't
it's
gonna see y'all
a small block, yo.
I don't like the way a Maverick look, man. I like to take pretty pictures. I like to, you know, I like my pictures. I'm trying to build a portfolio. I'm trying to become a superstar.
Shit, you gonna be on video? The hell you talking about? Man, got
that's
a video set up for y'all.
That's even worse. The video. You think I want to be in a video next to a Maverick? If people go YouTube me and they see me sitting next to a Maverick, come on, man. That's gonna ruin my career. Why get it started? That's a Maverick. Now, come on, now.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
See, a Maverick, a Pinto, and what else they got that look the same? I can't sit inside them things, up, man.
Maverick, Pinto, Vega, they all the same.
Yeah, they all the same. I can't do that one, then. I can't do that one. Mm. Now, y'all got pretty Mustang or some Camaros. Let's sit inside one in there.
Yeah. Well, what about the, I think we'll talk to the boys with the Kryptonite truck. That's a back half pickup truck.
Why y'all trying to put back? I'm trying to restock suspension cars.
Man, you got the boys covered. That's why ain't nobody jumping up and down, because you got them covered with this stock suspension stuff.
Tell them to stay home.
You didn't figure this thing up.
Tell them to stay home.
You
don't get in the house, goddamn.
You look, last night when you ran down there where you ran, you took the question mark out the question.
Well, you gotta realize that was an easy race, because it really wasn't. He couldn't get down the track, really.
Mm-hmm.
It was a tuner's race, that race.
Hey, Cold Killer.
Huh?
Hey, how about a drag radio call? Stock suspension drag radio call. No wheelie ball.
Nah, it's a drag radio call. Most likely gonna be a class car.
Well, I mean, he can put slicks on, 28s on.
Well, he should put 29s on it. Can he fit 29?
Yeah.
I want to tell the man what to put on his car. I don't want to tell nobody what to put on their car handicap. I just prefer a run. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but
because one thing about a drag radio car, 9 times 10, if you build a drag radio car, you a class racer. Because nobody race on slicks, drag radios.
Yeah.
Won't regular drag radios.
Nah, that's
ass,
a popular thing up this way. They got him figured out.
But when I bust his ass, he don't show the time, so everybody gonna say, "Man, that's how fast that man going."
Nah, they got a couple cars. I know who Lewis talking about. They got a couple cars that they never show time on. So
I prefer not to run a drag rear. If he run that 315, that's a 33-inch slick size tire.
Now come on, man! God damn, you starting to sound like Don Ye. You got a one. Y'all from Baltimore, where all them one way street signs go?
No. I say they can run a back half car or a stock suspension car, as long as they're on the 29 slick. No way.
Okay.
I'm gonna bring my stock suspension car and run a back half or stock suspension car.
That monster you got down there ain't no easy pickings now. Like I said, you made a run last night. And you got it. That was the talk of the town on the Texas today. You hear me? So,
yeah, but that wasn't.
But
that
we
wasn't,
we
that
working
wasn't,
out something.
Hey, that wasn't a real hard race. That was a race. That was a tuner's race. That was. I went so slow on that pass. That, shit, it's unreal.
Hey Pete, is Pete on the phone? Pete. I'm trying to look for Cold Killer, get him some action.
Wait, Tricky Ricky yet, man.
Man, everybody got off phone. Killer got on here.
Tricky Ricky,
what
are you looking for? You looking for me, Sean?
Is this Pete?
No, it's
who
not.
Is that, Rick?
Who are you looking for? Yeah.
Is that Rick?
Yeah.
Cold Killer looking for you. He said he needs ice cream or something.
Yeah, man, Cold Killer don't sit the same. I ain't got 29s on. What you got, Tricky Rick?
I got another guest on. I got another grudging invader. He said that he'd hate to come that long distance for no reason. For y'all that don't know, let me introduce y'all to Wayne with White Trash, Never Scared Racing out of Michigan. Wayne, the guys in Maryland putting on the ice cream and cake party, and Dunye said he don't want us to come on get none of it because he's going to eat it all. So,
hey, J-Bone, you need to stop that, J-Bone. See, that's what I'm talking about. J-Bone,
you all of them. You
hear me? Hey, J-Bone, are you also bringing that small block y'all got out here, too, the one that's supposed to be fast on motor?
Oh, you don't want that trouble, but listen to this.
Because I'm just asking because I just got it.
No, you got to deal with White Trash right now. If y'all got any conversation, Never Scared Racing, White Trash.
I want to know two things. What flavor ice cream? What kind of cake is it?
what don't you like? What flavor you don't like?
Well, anything that ain't sweet. I heard y'all pretty sweet down there.
Oh, well, you don't like nothing.
Now, Never Scared, y'all gonna bring that old motor small block back up here?
It depends on what you got down there for me.
The same White Lightning, I can bring him on that same day. I will do that run over.
You might as well bring Petey on with you too, shit.
No, forget Petey. I ain't with Petey. I'm bringing Flex. I want to bet on this. We bring the motor car up here. We run your heads up. Motor to motor again.
No, I'm gonna concentrate on this nicest car for right now.
Flex owed me a trip to Detroit, so you know what I mean. So, you know, whenever you're ready to, you know, come up here and settle that debt, you know, no problem.
I mean, I figured that since we both come in a distance, we both meet up over there.
Well, I didn't
live in Long Island. No, but all I got to do is make a phone call, and I'll make him there.
Why don't you make two phone calls and get Petey there, too?
Nah, I can't make that phone call. I can make it on Flex. I got no problem with Flex.
Okay. Well, somebody get King Nate on here. I want some sweet meat.
So
Where King Nate from?
You know, King Nate, NGRA, man. He ain't coming. He ain't going to show up.
Oh, yeah, he is. Hold on.
Who that, Donnie?
Yeah.
What's up, man? You all right?
What's going on, man? Hey, man, you and Killer can't hide none of my ice cream and cake, man. Until I get a stomach ache, then I'm going to let y'all have some, man.
I'm going to put X-Lax and all that shit. You hear me? Fix all you Negroes. You hear me?
Donnie, what you do for a small block? What you do for a small block on motor to the quarter?
What kind of car is it?
Mustang, all steel, except for the hood.
What do you want to do?
One 4-barrel cast manifold.
What that mean? That don't mean nothing. Mustang,
I'm talking about no,
what do you want to
I'm
do?
Saying no sheet metal, no nothing. I'm just asking,
what would you do for it?
What
you talking about? The same car that...
No, I got two cars
what's
coming.
The
I got
motor car? The white one?
Oh, I got a red one coming now, too. You'll see.
Hang on, what are you going to do for me?
Oh, never
mind. I'll just take it off. I take it off just to do something. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. When I get there, I'm going to come right off the trailer, and y'all give me the break.
Nah, it's a small block. All of them are small blocks. It means a lot.
Now, when they went in the store, they had a couple different aisles, didn't they? They had a small block aisle, they had a big block aisle.
No, he had that. They had enough money to go down that one aisle that you go down. That gourmet food
that
where you went.
Hey,
they had no frills.
That big block aisle was cheaper than that small block aisle.
No, it wasn't. We was down on no frills, and you was down there on the name brand.
Solid, they shopping with a wit card to me.
Yeah, they
messing around.
I'm bringing the car. If you like it, you go for it. All right. I'm gonna bring it. I'm gonna call them up. I'm gonna bring them. And if White Trash Society want to bring the motor car, then maybe they get their rerun.
Ooh-wee, they trying to rob me good. You running that car? I can't run that car on the motor.
No, we didn't want white trash's car. We ran that motor car.
Yeah, I can't run that car on the motor.
Oh, cut it out, man. Golly. Shit.
Man,
so funny.
Wait.
He should play poker. He should go
play
poker.
Ask him what I asked him for. I asked him for a spot. I asked Wayne for a spot, too. On the motor.
Y'all
working together.
So y'all trying to get me down to Maryland to run a car from New York.
No. Listen to this. No, I ain't saying that. We going to meet down there. All of us is coming. That's the reason why. I'm just saying that. We just ain't trying to get you down there, but since everybody going to be there at the meeting place, I'm going to make it happen.
We like to go from city to city. You know, taking over their women. You know what I mean? So you ain't got to import nobody. You know what I mean? We want something that's home.
No, I'm from Long Island, New York myself, so I'm taking a ride down there.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So White Lightning is right around the corner from me. So, you know.
Sound like New York, New Jersey is trying to rain on. That's who trying to rain on the damn birthday party, on the ice cream and cake party. We need there. Huh?
Hey, who was that was trying to get in touch with King Nate?
Wayne? White Trash?
Wayne.
He said he
Wayne.
He said he wants
He wants
Well, he on the other show now, but he say he gonna call me back, so he gonna get on here. But he did say he is coming to Maryland.
Okay, okay. Tell me where that pretty dress now.
Yeah, he on. No, I told him to call it to Rick's show. He's supposed to be great calling.
Yeah, I like them tall women.
Oh,
hey, Donnie,
hey, I don't have nothing to do with that,
yeah.
But I was just trying to get him on.
Hey, Donnie, is Scotty G coming?
Yeah. I don't know. You know, his father passed away yesterday.
Good
morning, actually. So,
tell him
I don't
know. Just to him, man.
Yeah, I don't know.
And I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, I said I wasn't going to call him for a couple of weeks.
Hey, Grudge, oh, I got all y'all on the phone. Who the hell say we going to play fair when y'all cross the state line? Shit, when you sent that list across there, I was calling people that ain't raced in 5 years, and, man, we got to pull a name out the one that, shit, I can't lose. You hear me?
Shit. Jay Vaughn, we bringing lemonade.
Huh?
I said, Jay Vaughn, we bringing lemonade. We ain't bringing no ice cream.
Hell no.
We wish y'all fuck up. Y'all trying to make us sick, man. You know, lemonade don't go with ice cream and cake, man.
That's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to constipate all y'all at the same time. Yeah, you got a nerve. Jay Vaughn's got a nerve to be calling everybody, having a goddamn slumber party on the phone.
I keep telling y'all think I'm lying. Dunye keeps texting me, talking about, man, I'm going to have a ball. That's what he keeps texting me, man. Hey, Mom. Hey, Bond. Jay Bonds, he having a ball right now. He going to be one with the first upset stomach. Watch.
Uh-huh.
Ain't going to eat. Hey, I'm going to tell you what. Hey, Jay Bonds.
Yeah.
If you don't eat before you get to the track, you ain't going to eat.
That's it.
Jay, who was that talking?
Your dog.
Sure, dog. I want to ask you one question.
Go ahead.
Sure, dog. You swallow?
What was that?
Hey, yo.
Hey, what'd you say?
He ain't say nothing like that. That's bad. Anyway.
I'm going to see how your stomach like this.
Hey, Virginia Slim said, them damn sidewalk sissies, I tell you.
Hey, I was trying to shoot shows. Hey, what the hell did you say?
You know what, though?
I got to hear it.
don't
you worry. I got a top sportsman out there. I got a top sportsman coming for your ass. I'm trying to get Stone Cold on the line right now, y'all dog. We're gonna see what you made of, y'all dog. If you get his ass there, you gonna definitely see what I'm made of. Get him on the goddamn phone.
I'm trying to get him on the phone right now. Hey,
if
Jay,
I can get him on the phone,
huh? Hey, Jay. It's
Monster.
Oh, Monster. Short dog
Monster.
Ain't stutter, did he?
Do the same.
God damn it, he ain't stutter.
Hey, Monster. Hey, Jay Barnes.
Yeah.
Use the same tactic that you've been using to get everybody else on the phone.
Yeah.
Okay. It should work.
Hey, what? He sent me a picture of a pretty girl with the name says Short Dog. That's how I call her.
Goddamn white trash got to leave his ass up the road. You hear me?
Hey, white. They ain't called white trash for no reason, now.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Cold Killer.
I don't know if he's still on or not.
No, he just messed me up. Whoever said that just now, they would sound like Cold Killer. I just heard him on another show. How the hell did he get back over here?
That, but listen to this. We are, who else? I need to get, you say I need to get Stone Cold on. Let me ask you a question. This is going to be an important question. How much top sportsman trouble you want, Show Dog? Do you want me to bring some grudging top sportsmen? I believe I can arrange for Atomic Dog to be there.
And I believe I'll go on Atomic Dog's ass.
Uh-oh.
And what else you please?
Hold on. I need Ricky, can you get your computer operator to put me in the private room so I can get Atomic Dog on so we can see if can we do this for real?
This shit ain't for
play. We might be able to make this happen.
I wish you hurry up and do what you normally do to get everybody on the phone.
I'm trying to get the host.
Man, the host. Hey. Don't worry about the host right now. The host working on his car. He got a race for tomorrow.
Oh, okay. He's working on that. That's what he's doing?
He must be.
But Miss Foxbody, put me in the private room, please. Is Miss Foxbody on here?
Oh, no, she's definitely on it.
Hey, fellas, I got to go to work. It's been nice. I'm going to talk to y'all next week, same time, same place.
All right, man.
All right, that's Wayne?
Nah, that's Donye.
That's Donye gone? Okay.
Yeah. Donye, we was hoping you'd come to Tribal Wars, but y'all going out to Indiana next week, so y'all be safe out there.
And, hold on, let me try to get,
Javon, you probably have a phone like the Batman service, you know, that one phone, the red phone you just pick up.
I got it. But I called in to your show with
you should be able to pull an Atomic Dog up 1, 2, 3, pull that red phone up, that's it.
Hey, Long Island.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Hey, you already know he had that phone out. That's how he was getting everybody on so quick. He ran out.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, so what y'all got down in the small block on Nitrous? 28s, no bars.
Only one that I do know is, I think, Cubby and James Mustang.
Yeah, okay. They going to be there?
Yeah, they definitely going to be there. I was thinking that they was on the line. I was trying to see if they was on the line tonight.
Okay, well, maybe next week before,
Yeah, I'll get with them and make sure they get on.
Yeah, let's line something up.
Y'all got any streetcars coming?
No, not from up here, no.
No?
Maybe out of Chicago.
Okay.
We got... Cool Performance supposed to be bringing a little stuff up. But you need to clarify what you call a street car first.
28-inch tow tie, stock suspension. We got a Mustang, small block straight head, 1.4 barrel. No wheelie bars, no nothing. I got a 20-degree standard degree Ford motor, little Bud Light coupe. I'm going to have him up there. I'm going to have a Duster, 340. Stock suspension, flat hood, the whole thing. They look what?
Okay, you just described every damn car in Georgia. Now, what's gonna make it a street car? I'm saying.
Oh, it's gonna have everything, windows, everything. You name it on it. Then, wait. Now, if you want to have a real street car, if you can, the race that we like to see, if they bring the Magnum up here from South Carolina against the one up here, the 300 Chrysler. That everybody's been crying for. To watch that race.
Let me work on that. But I got a street car, full interior, full glass. The only thing five good is the hood and the deck.
Uh-huh. What kind of car?
Through the muffler.
No juice or juice.
Real pretty paint job, huh?
No juice or juice.
Is it
on motor?
No,
okay. We got other cars. Some of these cars on motor, but we also got new cars that looking to run. We got a Bentley, a Mercedes.
Shit, no, we ain't got nothing like that.
Chrysler 300.
That Cold Killer run his damn his total truck. It's dually.
Oh, it's dually?
Yeah. We might get We might get Mario.
How about him in the Mercedes?
Mario got that damn street car. We can get him in there.
So how about him in the
Mario
Mercedes
got,
truck?
Huh?
How about that truck? I know he got the bully dog system. Why don't he run the Mercedes that we got? The little Bentley.
I don't know. We have to find that. But now, Mario got the damn street car, the Firebird. Y'all seen it? The little white Firebird he got?
No, I ain't never seen that.
He got a little
TVs in the car and everything.
Yeah, this one like about 3,300 pounds. Full street car.
This is fashion stuff. We talking about that car that be about 3,600 pounds, 3,800 pounds minimum. What TVs in is more than that? TVs on the headrest.
I don't know. I got to get Short Dog a race. That's what I'm working on.
You
kind of look for somebody to knock me out, ain't you?
No, Short Dog. Hell, I wanted you to damn run Mario when Mario had that damn car.
I was there to run him, but I messed
damn
up.
Right.
I came
damn
with my
right.
other car. I should have switched up.
Yeah. I want you to damn run Mario.
Well, black and yellow be there for the third. I can guarantee you that. And I'm trying to get back on somebody. So I wish you get somebody on the phone.
Say it again?
I said, I wish you would get somebody on the phone.
I could be setting somebody up for I could be bringing somebody for you to knock off, Short Dog.
Well, I hope you do. I'm trying to knock them off, too.
What about Purple Rain? I don't know. You don't give a shit about Purple Rain, do you?
Not
is Purple Rain
all.
A soft sports or a backhand? What do you consider that car?
Whatever that is, I'm gonna drive something up in his ass. That's what. Give a fuck what kind of car he got. This say Purple Rain, I'm running.
God damn.
Damn, J Barnes, you got everybody shooting at you tonight.
I see. Purple Rain. I'm going to satisfy, you heard now. So the plan is I'm delivering Short Dog. I'm delivering Purple Rain for your slaughter, Short Dog. So now, don't fuck around and let me die.
Listen what I just told you, Avon. Is there anything that I can do to help you get Purple Rain there?
I believe you done did it all. You done did just enough. I believe you don't need just enough.
I'm going to pay you to get them there.
Yeah, nah, you good. You good.
Hey, Jay, are you going to next week on the show that the Purple Rain coming through the house or what?
I'm going to post it on the board. I'm going to post it on down Facebook and all up that way beforehand just so that get Short Dog time. By the time Thursday come around, he have an excuse.
Who going to have an excuse?
Shit.
I don't want to catch him on the show with it, you know, throw him off.
Oh, catch you on. You talking about Larry?
I don't want to catch Short Dog. I don't want to wait the Thursday to tell Short Dog that Purple Rain is coming.
Man,
then he's going to be busting up on me.
I wouldn't give a damn what day you call me and tell me he's coming. Have his ass there. And matter of fact, you're going to be the DP man. We locking him on 2 on 5 or better, sir. And that's all you need to know. Lock in 2 on 5 or better, and you are the DP man.
If Miss Foxbody was listening to the radio show, I would sure have her. I would get Larry on. We would stop this trouble right here and now.
I'm listening.
We would put me in the private room so I can get Larry on the phone. Put me in the private room, please. Short Dog, don't you damn hang up.
If I hang up, goddamn it, call me back 911 Troy.
Hey, Short Dog. Goddamn, them boys don't think they coming up here to get the damn rent paid, the mortgage paid for this month, don't they?
Well, the names he was calling, he put me in heat.
Like my grandfather say, you got to bring it to give it.
Well, what we got up there for Jason to have a little run? I got to talk to Jason. I'll call him up tomorrow.
Somebody was trying to get Jason on the phone, wasn't they?
What they trying to run with?
I don't know. Who was talking to see if you can get Racing Jason on the phone? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, who wants to run Racing Jason?
Somebody was just asking you, could you get him there? And you said you wasn't sure.
No. He wasn't talking about that, Jay. No, he's talking about Petey.
Oh, okay.
No. No, I'm talking about Racing Jason.
Oh, okay.
But that's about it. I would love to bring this thing over here for him.
So, Joe, what's the deal next week at Tribal Wars? What you got going while we're waiting on Jay Barnes?
Well, that 10-inch tie class, you see everybody, those guys already said it. They guarantee one of their cars is going to be in the finals.
Yeah.
You've seen that. He's willing to bet anybody. And,
hey, Joe.
Go
ahead. I'm going to wait for you to finish. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
That's all right. Then the back hair shootout. Well, it's going to be real interesting because you hear what's his name and telling everybody. He's going to whoop everybody out there. J.C. Richardson is going to cut everybody's head off. Yeah, that should be very interesting.
Well, that's what I was ready to say, Joe. We bringing J.C. Richardson's car down there for that. We are definitely bringing his car, and if we don't have nothing for the black and yellow car, we're going to wait for the third for that, but we're going to bring the black and orange car and J.C. Richardson car.
Okay.
That's if we don't, me and Larry, you know what we supposed to did, so we're not sure if you're going to have anything for the black and yellow car. If we don't, we're not going to make the trip with that one. It ain't worth it, you know what I mean, just to drive down there.
Yeah. No, I understand.
But we're bringing
I know June's working on his car right now as we speak. And he's definitely trying to get his all together right now because he's been working all week here in the garage right now with his car. And the back hair shootout should be a nice one.
Yeah.
It'll be real nice. I think it'll be a good one. Now, with those other guys with extreme back half, I told them if they want to go to extreme back half, if they get four more cars, I'll put in $2,000 and that can go with it. Now, that's calling out the Beast and, you know, if any of the other ones want to come on there, if Big Sexy or whatever, or the Horsemen, any one of them want to bring their car, Beastman, all of them, if they want to put theirs or the Shadow, whoever want to do that, I'll do that.
What way was you going to plan on doing that? They're going to put up something of their own?
Whatever they put up on, yeah. If they, whatever they put their own, make their own purse out, they all agree on it.
Okay.
And then I'll put the two on top of it.
Yeah, that's all. Okay, that's all I want to make sure. Okay.
Yeah,
because
I can't put that car in there with the rest of everybody else. You know, they was way out. Everybody be like, well, no, I can't run in there. And they back out and they got those two cars. You know, that's the only bad part about that. Right now, we got about 10 to 12 cars shootout right now, at least minimum.
Is Jay Bond on the phone? Please, Jay Bond.
I got that number now. It took me a minute to find it.
Okay. Jay Bond, you my friend.
I'm finna work this. All right, Ms. Foxbite, I'm ready now.
Yeah, work the magic.
Give me the number. Shit.
So you're going to mess with Purple Rain, huh?
Mm-hmm. One of them bad as hard one slot.
Okay. We don't want to be out there and he got that thing when doves cry on us.
Hey, I think I do it anyway. I can guarantee you one thing. Ain't nothing going to change my mind until we do it. I can guarantee you that.
Okay.
So what else you got, Joe? I heard you got a bikini contest. That was the hot topic of the day.
Yeah, look, I can't be by there, but I got to check in. I just got to check on to make sure everything's going all right. I go down to anyhow, but I can't be a judge.
Long Island. You shouldn't even talk to Monster about that, just like you shouldn't even talk to me about that. We can't look at it, so don't even worry about it. Monster know better. What you think about?
Hey,
Long Island. I guarantee you, if it is a bikini contest, he be down the bottom. You think he's a stoplight down the bottom end of the track.
God damn, Short Dog, you didn't call me out, man. Shit, I can't, man.
I asked him about a bikini contest and want him to answer it. He at home.
Well, my wife ain't here, so I can say it. I got to be down there just to check the stage, make sure it ain't rocking or nothing.
Is Shark Dog still on here? I got Shark Dog Trouble on the line. Is Shark Dog still on the line?
My Shark Dog can't get off the line right now. What is it, Mr. J Bond?
All right. I got the man gonna pull purple rain all over your, you know what. He on the line right now. You wanna say something before he let you know who he is?
I don't give a damn who he is. Did you know what I just told you?
Say it again, what you told him. I want him to hear.
2,000 on five or better. We can wire the money to you, J Bonds.
And you don't care. Now, when I ask you, were you scared of what kind of car Purple Rain had, what do you say?
I know what kind of car Purple Rain got.
But throw the insults like you. I want you to insult him so he can get good and mad. That's what I want you to do.
He already good and mad. He stay mad.
First of all, the question is, what car you got?
This is Rock. Is this Rock?
This is the one you need to talk to.
No, is this Rock I'm talking to?
Yes, sir.
Get Larry on the phone, J-Bond.
I don't need no goddamn Larry on the phone.
I know you don't. I do.
Well, why? What are you talking to me? You don't need no Larry.
No, because I like talking
Larry
to Larry.
Oh, man.
Rock.
I'm trying to get to the bottom of it for you.
Oh, I'm going to talk to you now. I lock in 2,000 on five or better, sir.
For when?
The 3rd. August 3rd.
I really would anticipate that Short Dog was going to bag down Rock when he
got
to the
phone. Hey, J-Bond.
Short Dog.
J-Bond, you got both of us on the phone. Hold on.
Short Dog. First of all, we're waiting on Rob to send the transmission back. We broke it in a rocking.
Okay, I understand.
That's number one. Number two, August 3rd, that's just right around the corner, and I got to come from a long way. So, I mean, that's probably going to be too close for us. But if it's another date toward the end of August, we know the transmission will be back by then. So we're waiting on the valve body. Is another date you got somewhere? And what car are you going to be in? So I'll make sure we are
in my same car.
The Cobalt?
Only own two.
The Cobalt, right?
No.
So you're in the Bumblebee?
Yeah.
All right. Now, listen. J. Bond, y'all ain't got no other dates toward the end of August?
Yeah, no, this ain't no J. Bond's date, Rob. He just happened to be talking because they coming down.
I know. But I'm trying to tickle your fancy again.
Listen to what I'm trying to say. We never had to go through J. Bond. But if y'all
I
just wanted to lock it in and do what we had to do. So,
yeah,
you together on another date?
Damn the third.
Hey, let me, Rock, now listen, I'm the one, I don't know, you know, the East Coast, I haven't been that much involved in the East Coast. Now, had it always been, and this is my thing now, I don't know. But I was always thought that, I always was told, put it that way, that Short Dog was scared of damn Purple Rain. I mean, that wasn't true?
I don't know. Short Dog, I don't know if he was scared of Purple Rain or what. I don't know. I can't say, man. I'm gonna tell him.
Hey, rock.
I can't say you was scared of Pro Rain, but I can say you scared of me.
I can't say. See, J Bond.
Huh?
That's what I'm talking about. See, now you're gonna get somebody on the phone gonna talk more shit than me. That's why
Hey, J-Bar, let me tell you about this motherfucker here. Can I cuss on your show?
Yeah.
Listen, J-Bar, let me tell you about this motherfucker here. He going to tell me one day, you washed up. You a dead man. You ain't shit. I don't know you. I said, man, when I was racing my car, I tried to race anybody all over the country with this motherfucking car. I said, don't tell me. I didn't even know about a short dog. If I did know, y'all came to Maryland and bust your fucking head and come on down the highway. I said, don't act like that. Don't lie now. Oh, y'all did this. You ain't shit. The bounty hunter wasn't done. So this man talked real awful to me. As soon as I got that car ready, I was hunting his ass. I'm talking about first, right out the gate, I was calling this man. I told him, man, I ain't got to race nobody else unless I race you short. I want to introduce you to myself. I said, because I'm a bad man sitting in the damn seat of a race car. And can't nobody take that from me. Man, I put something on short dog so goddamn bad down in Dawson. I beat that man half to death.
Now, see what I'm saying? He goes to the
J-Bond.
Listen, J-Bond. Listen. The man won. He got paid. I wrecked my car. What more?
Oh, I beat you in dramatic fashion. I beat you before the wreck. Don't even say the wreck had
you
do that damn
crazy.
Man, I had to make a little turn
J-Bond,
when you wrecked.
Hey, well, listen, Rob. Get that motherfucking transmission fixed from Roslyn, goddammit. You got enough time.
So here you go. Listen, August 24th, I can meet you somewhere down in Carolina, or the weekend after that, the first part of September, I'll come up your way. I'll come to Maryland and run you that first weekend of September if you like.
Well, would I like it? I would love it. I'll lock your ass in to do that, sir.
Okay, we'll let J-Bond hold the puck out.
Yes, we will.
Okay, that's fine. I'll give you something to remember me by, sweetie. J-Mon. Hey, Jay.
They don't fell asleep.
Nah, short dog. He don't want to say that.
Hey, Rock, you riding motorcycles now, I heard?
Hey, Rock.
Huh?
Your bike ready?
You better sold that.
So what's up? You want to bring that down to third?
Nah, man, I'm in L.A., man. Hell, I'm coming.
Oh, okay, I'm just asking, man. You know, you in L.A.
I can't get that
on
third.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't get that.
I can understand that then. I ain't
going to
say no more.
Where's y'all engineer on the show? Miss Foxbody. You be calling Miss Foxbody, but she don't ever say nothing.
Well,
yeah,
what? I'm here.
Somebody called
me. I don't know who it is.
Put me in the proper room, please.
Short dog, you know I love beating on your ass, boy. But I know you can't take it when it's over with. Hey, as much mouth we going to put down on your ass when it's over, you ain't going to be able to take it. Now I got Gray Eye coming back to the track. Most people can't handle that kind of shit that boy be putting out. But we ain't beat nobody in forever, so you know how that shit go.
Short dog.
Hello? I think show hung up.
Shut down.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was just calling you. Rock was just calling you just then.
Oh, I was I went in the kitchen. I'm on my other line. Hold on, there go my nephew right there. Hold on one second. Hey, he back on the phone?
Just me on here right now, sure, dog. Maybe everybody a little. I know Jay Vaughn put her in the conference room for a minute. You know, Tony Wright got a motorcycle, too.
I run even one of them. I run Tony Wright. I run Rock. And I ride my own.
You ride your own.
That's right.
Uh-oh. I ride my own. Well, we got to get hold of Tony Wright.
He's supposed to bring it down to the your race.
You bringing the Fayetteville the bike?
Yep.
Tony Wright drive?
Yeah, he ride. Tony ride, and he gets somebody else ride, but he supposed to bring it to your race. I already know on the 27th.
Yeah, I know Tony Wright ride.
We was coming down there, and we were trying to do something with him then.
What you got, a $1,000 booster?
Booster.
Okay. Is it can clutch or no?
Hand clutch. I do. Ride hand clutch or
come
on. I'm still trying to get Short Dog some trouble. Short Dog.
God damn! I thought you were gone to sleep, man.
No, Short Dog. I got nephew and Stone Cold, and they said sit your ass down before they knock your ass down. They on the line right now.
I ain't worried about nephew or Stone Cold.
Dog, sit your head down before you
knock
your head down.
Well, goddamn it, knock me down. Shit, I don't know no better. What's up? Y'all want hey, let me go. Hey, Pooh, I'm going to call you back on the other line. I'm talking some serious business now. Hold on. All right. Now, what the hell are you talking about, nephew?
I ain't talking about I just said you don't call me no more since I seen you.
Oh, okay. I thought you were really talking about something. Hey, how you doing, Stone Cold?
What's up, y'all?
All right.
Man, well, hey, I thought this boy been an attack, and this shit turned into a love, so damn, some kissing and hugging.
Look, J-Bone, hey, nephew, nephew.
Yeah.
J-Bone's trying to get somebody for me to fold on. I ain't fold yet. You calling the wrong people.
Where he trying to get you to fold with? What you got?
He said it. I thought Short Dog was gonna be a pushover man, and everybody I got on the phone so far, Short Dog went toe to toe.
What Short Dog trying to engage with? His car, or you know, the car we ran before, or what?
I'm talking about my car. Jay Bond trying to get my head skin back.
Tell what you said, Short Dog. You say you want to engage with your bike, too.
Yeah, but they don't have no bike. I'm trying to get Tony Wright on the phone. Tony supposed to bring his bike down there. I told Rock I'd run his bike. You got a bike, nephew?
Nah.
I'll run your ass, too, on a bike.
Hey, you hear that? Short Dog came on the show and pissed on everybody's shoes, man. Told them, nobody better say that. Don't nobody say shit, because he got this shit under control.
And that's just why you calling everybody right now, J-Bone. You trying to get me quiet.
I got to find somebody else. God damn, I keep tying my lines up with these motherfuckers who scared of you, Short Dog.
Now, we ain't scared of Short Dog. We ain't got no bike now.
No, he got a car. He ain't coming on down. He said he'll raise a bike if you ain't going to race him with his car. So, nephew, are you scared or not? I'm trying to get somebody to race his ass.
Nephew said he can't run me with his car, and I'm not going to talk to nephew about him and Stone Cold car right now. That ain't the car that I'm going to run them with. They ain't going to run my black and yellow car, so I'm not going to talk to him about that car.
Nah, we ain't going to run that car.
All right. Well, man, I got to find somebody
else.
Going on mute.
Hey, nephew. Nephew.
What's up, Short Dog? I'm right here.
Hey, look, let me show off a little bit. Say Red Rock.
Red Rock.
Okay.
I got the Red Rock shot, though.
Hey, now. Then it ain't like we can't race now. We can take a little distance now.
Oh, what are you talking about?
We'll take a little distance
about?
Now.
What kind of distance?
With the black car?
Yeah, man, nigga.
We'll try 1-on-1.
What?
Jay, goddamn, Jay, what you got going on your show?
Man, you know that damn Stone Cold. He the only one that had that kind of shit going on.
I already knew. I ain't want to bust him out. I'll let you do that. I already knew it. Don, mute your phone, man.
Wait, hold up, man. Let me see something, man. Hold on. Let me see. I'm going to see if I can get anybody else to act crazy with me. You said 1-1?
1-1. I'll try 1-1.
Let me see what's going on, man.
That damn shot dog. Listen, I want y'all to know I'm going to fly a new banner. That mugger have a shot dog on it. That damn shot dog something serious.
Why?
You got to change that damn name. Shot dog. That mugger. I'm going to call him Big Dog. That sounds better.
I'm in heat.
Big dog. Big dog in heat.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he in heat.
Yeah, you need to be calling Tony Wright or somebody for sure, dog.
I see. I mean, well, I'm
out Tony Wright, we're going to get that bike out there. Tony Wright said he's going to bring his bike. Short Dog said he's going to drive his own bike.
Short Dog, what do you think you got?
Hey, nephew. Nephew.
Yeah.
I tell you what I'm going to do, because I feel good.
Uh-uh.
I'm going to tell you exactly what I'm going to do. I only talk to one person. I talk to my nephew first. And we just came up with a plan.
Uh-oh.
I give you the back tire first. If I beat your ass, I'm going to come back and give you 1-1. Guaranteed. I lock both races in.
Damn.
Let's do it the other way around.
People for me.
Do it the other way around. Do the 1-1 first. If I get by you, I take the back tie.
It's the same thing. If you lock both of them in,
hold on, nephew. You talking to somebody? I've been racing since 87, man. I ain't just started this shit I'm doing.
Well, you heard Jay Bond said the same thing, man.
Man, and Jay Bond ain't started when I started. I just said I started in 87. What I'm telling you is,
When is this?
1-1. I'm going to guarantee you I'm going to lock the money up.
When is this taking place?
Now, whatever date you want it. God damn it, I'm sick of you. Because if I tell you the date, you ain't going to make it. What date you can make? I'm sick of you.
You might be
that right. That damn shot dog. That damn shot dog is something. I mean, I'm sorry. That big dog is something. Serious. He's looking to breathe.
Well, you know we're gonna be in Valdosta next week, yeah.
And where?
So I mean, you asked me the question. I asked you. You can't come back
no.
and ask me the same
Listen,
thing.
Listen, Jay Bonds. Next time you call somebody, tell them the dates and all this stuff before you get them on the phone.
You start talking,
he ain't told me shit.
No, nephew. I ain't talking about you, nephew, you know we go way back. I'm talking about Jay Bonds now. He getting everybody on the phone, ain't telling y'all nothing.
I will. Big dog, I will. I'll make sure I pre-screen your calls from now on.
Please do. But we talking about August the 3rd, everybody talking about coming to Maryland. The same place where y'all got paid August the 3rd.
I didn't know. I love that damn track.
Well, shit, I ain't got to give you a dollar for gas in to come, goddammit. What you going to do?
Let me get with Stone Cold. He got a lot of noise going on there, it seems like. So.
But Stone Cold hung up the phone?
No, we can't make that day. Ain't that what Big Dog said? Big Dog, let him pick the date.
All right, I'm probably right back. I'm right now there.
Jay Vaughn, what are you trying to do, man? I mean, I'm just saying, Jim, you told me, did you not tell me you want to race?
Oh, yeah, we're definitely
going to
race.
Well, then Shaw Dog said he want to race. So I said, hell, I said, two people want to race? Why I can't tie the phone together?
Hey, man, we got a
call
for
Shaw Dog
here to fuck up. What car is that?
I didn't
want to
say that
stuff. He brought it up.
What car?
Mike car.
You said
Mike car? Yeah. Mike car. I race cars and show number. Shit, that's what everybody else used. So far, I might well use it.
Yeah.
It worked for everybody else, so don't nobody say.
I didn't know. Shot Dog was I heard of Shot Dog for a long time. Listen, y'all. I got to apologize. I didn't know Shot Dog was bad as man as he is. Well, goddamn, I done called everybody that I thought I knew that was bad, and Shot Dog done punked them out.
Well, You ain't get Tommy Dahl on
that, J-Bond.
He
ain't parting about that now.
They ain't parting that now, Jay.
You getting out of hand, J-Bond.
Oh, so y'all, so in other words, so y'all going to race? If you ain't racing, y'all punking out. You can't have both now. You heard the man.
Hey,
say,
hey,
you
I'll tell you one thing. Hey, I'm going to call it like this
any day.
Hey,
he said,
I'm
going to
call
day.
It like it is tonight, goddamn it. They punking out. They better not say nothing.
You heard what the man said. The man said you got 1-1 August the 3rd. Now, if you want another date, damn it, he said he open to it.
Well, I said before August 3rd. Why wait August 3rd?
Hey, Stone,
he already said whatever date that he came up with, y'all were going to be busy. Now, he already covered that.
Hey, nephew, I'm glad Stone Cold ain't been in one of them things, you know what I mean, because he been cussing me out by now.
He been what?
He ain't twisting his wrist.
Nah, he ain't twisting his wrist.
And now, J-Ball getting y'all on the phone, man.
No,
he don't,
he's
I don't know what's going on, man. I don't know what's wrong with J-Ball.
Hey, y'all know, I've been made aware that you're a bad man, that your name
you
is Big Dog,
and that's
Hot Dog.
Hey, you remind me of Pro Stock Joe. Oh, I'm sorry.
Now, hey, listen, it ain't no reason for cussing.
Yeah, just don't say that name three times, though. It's like Candyman.
Hey, y'all.
Say that name three times, sir, though.
Oh, man. Y'all are right.
I did not know Shot Dog was a bad man. I mean, I knew Shot Dog was bad, but I didn't know he was this bad, man. For
oh,
real.
Let me see. Hey, nephew, what are y'all doing the 27th of this month? We got
27th?
Yeah, I'll be in Fayetteville the 27th. You might want
when?
To come my
Yo.
Little the 27th.
I'm out of play. What's going on? I'm out of play. What you talking about?
Hey,
this
man.
Month. This month.
I'm out of place. I'm out of place. I mean, I'm
yeah,
out of
man.
My bro.
Hang us up, J-Von, please.
That's damn Stone Cold right back there. You
I said hang us up. I said hang us up.
No, he tried to lock you in on the 27th of August.
Yeah, you man.
J-Von.
So you be out looking way bigger than I way, man.
J-Von, hang us up.
I can't tell you where to go, man.
Well, I'm hanging up. I don't want no. Say, boy, call me, say, boy.
Man, bro, I can't say that.
Call me,
say,
boy. I'm hanging up.
What are you talking about on the phone, man? What are you talking about on the phone?
Hey, come on the phone.
Wait,
they don't
you
know they're open
calling
up.
Me, man. They have been through that day ever since fucking 7 o'clock, man.
Jay Bond, you better hang up
yeah,
somebody.
But, yeah,
somebody.
But you'll call me.
They don't know their phone open. They might say wrong thing.
Yeah, man, you might with your mom, man.
Hey, Stone Go. Is that Stone
hey,
Go?
Stone Go, nephew, why you can't get Stone Go on the damn phone? He can operate, man.
Man, what you? All right, I'll call you, man.
Jay Bonds has left the man all open with the phone call, conversation, everything. Jay Bonds, you supposed to sung a song over top of him or something.
Man, what it was, what they did was, you tried to lock him in. You said you gave him 2 dates, and they didn't lock in either one of them. That's why they went to another conversation.
Well, I missed them dates that I was given.
Yeah.
I'm trying to
and,
get them February, Long Island Joe. February 27th.
July
27th. Something going on, and I'm going to be on the premises, and we can make something happen down there, too.
They hung up when you gave them 2 dates.
Well,
I'll
be
you
back
made
on
the
here.
Point,
what
the point you made.
Show?
But listen, you made the point. Whatever date you said, they were going to be busy, so it didn't matter.
That's why I ain't getting no date.
Come on, Jay.
He
okay,
got to call Tony.
Stone
he got to call Tony Wright. That's
yeah.
who he got to call.
Yeah.
He
can't
get hold of
Tony.
Yeah,
he
offered you 2 days.
Stone Cold.
I mean, what? Yeah.
Man, do you know, listen, hey, Stone Cold, this is for real. You was talking on your other line, right? J Jay Barnes wouldn't even stop you from talking, man. I was trying to talk over you. I said, man, they got people listening to your conversation, man.
Man, it ain't shit. That's my motherfucking son, man. All we
oh,
do
okay.
is shit.
All right.
Stone Cold, listen, man. Short Dog said he'll give you 1-1 August 3rd or August the 27th.
July 27th.
July 27th or August the 3rd.
July 27th is in Fayetteville.
Yeah, but we're going to be in Valley also on 27th.
Oh, okay. All right, well, I didn't pick this trouble. I ain't call y'all. Jay Bond, cuss his ass out later.
I know Jay Bond. Jay Bond, he always go up to some shit. I already know that.
But, hey, Stone Cold, well, don't wait to cuss him out. Cuss him out right now, and I want to hear it anyway.
I ain't got it all in my head.
Let me ask you one question. I want everybody to hear this. I want everybody to hear this now.
Jay Bond, man. Stone
Cold call me
man.
Every damn hour on the hour and tell me how bad I got. He the baddest damn top sportsman in the country.
No,
okay.
We ain't no top sportsman.
What you
is? We baby Pomar. We ain't no top sportsman.
And then when I get Short Dog on and Short Dog say, hell, I'm a bad top sportsman. Hell, in my mind, tie the two of them together.
Jayvon, you start too much shit too, man.
Jay, hey, I'm telling you, man, Jay got a lot of goddamn sense. I'm telling you now, if you fall for that shit, they're
going to
be on you.
Listen, man, did you not tell me that you want to race Stone Cold?
Oh, I said, I told you who I want to race. I told you what cars I want to race. I did not say I want to run that.
You didn't tell me no cars. You just said, what car? Tell me, so everybody know, let's make it official. Tell me what cars you want to race right now. And I want you to know that this is being recorded. Go ahead.
I can call 8 car right now that we will run.
Okay, we got time. Go ahead.
Right. We already locked in on Baldy, so we're not gonna count Baldy.
Okay.
Dolomite.
All
right. Robert
Child. All
right. Bullet Rat.
All right. Okay.
Grady Dick.
All right. That's 6.
Goddamn. Oh, how many are there?
That's 6.
So he said call any one of them, Jay Bond. That's what he's telling you.
Oh, he said call any one of
them. Hey, Short Dog with the Camaro we ran up in Dalton. We'll get him a shot back. The same car that we beat.
I want to prove my point. When he came to first list, he said Short Dog. You heard him just say it then. Now, he didn't tell me what car. Short Dog was just in the damn list. You see what I'm saying?
Oh,
car,
he was saying the other Camaro, but that ain't mine. I got messed up with that car. I ain't betting no more on that car. I lost my goddamn rent money on that motherfucker. Damn.
So how many that is, Jake? How many that is?
That's 7. You got one more.
Hey, Stone Cold.
Yeah, what's up?
Well, Stone Cold, you got one problem too, Stone Cold. Hell, nobody. Every time somebody tell you why they want to race shit, you don't know what the hell you want to race. Everybody can't race as bad as in Jackson. Can you race anywhere else other than them two?
Man, I can race anywhere else, but I ain't gonna get into that because y'all gonna make Bobby mad at me again.
I ain't saying nothing about Bobby. Now you brought Bobby up.
I ain't gonna get into that.
Don't fall for it, Stone Cold.
I ain't gonna fall for it. I know Jay Slick.
Because Jay Ball's trying to start some shit now.
Yeah.
All I did was.
But you got WT Keys up there in, where you at, Mississippi, ain't
it? Louisiana. Were you racing Louisiana?
Yeah, we will. We will go up there in Louisiana. We will race him.
What date you got available so I can get it? You tell me your date so I can get him to lock in on that.
I don't know right now. I don't know my date
because
I got to get with my guys. I'll find out what date I got.
We're
going to
make that happen for you.
This is Jayvon, man. Jayvon, you something, man.
Got all
you heard the man say he want to race now. So you saying I'm wrong if I get WT Key to lock in with his ass? You heard what the man said?
Nah, I guess not. He said he won him, so I guess he can race him.
Exactly.
But Jayvon, you got that man on the phone. Got me talking.
Hey, Jay Bond, you get WT Keys,
You get W.C. King, Bo Simpson, you get Hood Rat, you can get Bobby Child, you can get Dolomite.
Okay, what kind of what?
You feel me? We already locked in for ball, then. That's 7 cars right there. Plus I'll call me 8 cars.
If I got to come back down and get the keys out of the car.
Hey, shout out.
Yeah.
Hey, shout out. Uh-huh. How many cars can you come up that's comparable to the car that we got? How many cars can you come up with?
For me?
Yeah.
I can get 3. I mean, but you named enough of them right there that is compatible to your car. That's why when Jay Bonds got you on the phone, I didn't even say nothing about y'all or the car.
And
I was like, where the hell?
And
so that was him. Walter Man.
Your dog. This is your dog. This is your dog. You got to remember now, I don't know what, when a man tell me he got a top sportsman, hell, to me, all top sportsmen are the same. I can't goddamn distinguish.
No, J-Mon, we ain't got no top sportsman car. You already know that, man. And get what, though? Y'all know we got a little peanut in that motherfucker. That bitch ain't full grown. And these motherfuckers can't race y'all, dog. We got to come up there and race y'all guys up to y'all with, because nobody down with all we want to race. Ain't nobody stepping to the plate ever since we raised
y'all
up in the...
Y'all just, hey, Shot Dog, you just keep listening now. He's going to tell you the whole damn story.
I do know this, Jay. Jay, for real, the car that he have, he don't have no hell of a fine big motor or nothing in there, for real. Some of the guys, he don't supposed to race. Now, I don't understand why they ain't giving him no runs down there, but I can't justify that, but he don't. He's not lying about that. He's not lying about that.
He know that.
He's just a smart man. He knows he pick his own poison. He ain't gonna let nobody get
right.
him up. Man. I don't blame him.
But I'm telling you, the cars that we'll race. That's just something. We'll race them cars any day. But these guys don't want to race. Baldy locked in. Baldy was the first one to step up to the plate. You know what I'm saying? And you know.
So we're gonna continue this damn conversation after 27, and see if you make it past Baldy.
Hey,
well, them cars
that
he named, but Jay Bonds, all the cars he named are compatible to run him, and should run.
Right.
Yeah.
He's not lying about that. Bobby Wild,
right now,
Walter Man, all them cars, they all.
I've heard 3 people say, 3 of them. Not Walter Mann, but Bobby Child said he'll run him. Dolomite said he'll run him. They just got to get a date and time.
When?
That's on the hold up.
Jay, what did Bobby want to run at?
Albany, Georgia.
Hey, Sean Dog. I'm going to get some real. Yeah, this is real shit. Now, then tell me what would you do. Now, Bobby track up and coming. You know what I'm saying? So, where would you rather go challenge your money? A car that you know that both cars are going to make the trip? Like Dalton was bad when we were racing up in Dalton. It wasn't too good. So would you rather race out a track that both cars are going to have a damn good chance of getting down compared to going to a track? Well, one lane good, other lane up and coming. You feel me?
I would rather run where both cars can make a good trip. And far as where the deal is with you and Bobby Wildchild, if he really wanted to run, it should not have to be in Albany at his track. It could be at a neutral track. I don't agree with that stuff because I'm running a track, I own a track, I should run at that track. I don't agree with that. I'm going to race wherever somebody racing. If I feel I want to go there, I'm going. So,
okay, hold on. Let me ask him. Now, let me defend Bobby because he ain't here to defend himself. Bobby and him hadn't agreed to race. But what Bobby did was Bobby offered Dolomite money.
He offered
Dolomite money at his facility.
If he's going to offer one guy money, he should have offered both of them money. Because if I was the other guy and was going to go to the track, he ain't offering me nothing, I wouldn't run there anyway. I wouldn't give a damn who it is.
Well, I mean, that's just the whole thing. But they don't want to run there, so that, you know, we everybody resolved, and, you know, everybody kissing made up.
Hey, everybody kissing made up. It's over now. It's water on the bridge. But this is short, dog. And this is how this happened.
Now, me and Dolomite, we agreed that, man to man, we said we would not run this race for the belt at Albany. We would give both cars an opportunity to win. Now, all of a sudden, Jay called me last week and said, well, Maurice, do you know you're supposed to run goddamn run Dolomite at Albany? We didn't know that. You feel me? Dolomite tell us, y'all go ahead on get your deposit in. We got the deposit in the next day because Tight Man was up in Atlanta. So I called Tight, where you at, Tight? We got the money to Tight. So we up under the impression that either we're going to run at Twigs or we could run at Valdosta. But we already know that, hey, we already went man to man and said, hey, man, we ain't going to run in Albany. Now, all of a sudden, Bobby get in the middle of it and offer Dolomite some money to run a race in Albany, which I feel like that was wrong. Because we already confirmed that we weren't going to run in Albany.
So he should lose that money because y'all already agreed to not to do it in Albany. So, actually.
Hold on, Shot Dog. Hold on, Shot Dog. You ain't got all the story. Hold on, Shot Dog.
Right.
But what he
told me. Tight Man was a DP man. Tight Man was a DP man. And hold on, Stone Cold. And we asked Tight Man, was a track part of the stiff? He said no.
But
that's all we got to go on.
But listen, though. Tight Man wasn't in our conversation. It was me, Mike, and Kelly.
But that's a DP man. The DP man, nobody never told a DP man anything about
Jay,
a track.
Jay, but listen, Jay. Listen, Jay. Dolomite told us on the phone, say, hey, I'll be ready for the 27th. Okay? So me, Tight Man, and Nephew's on the phone. I said, oh, boom, where you at? And we told him what the shit was. He said he wasn't going to run in Albany. You understand what I'm saying? So when he came back and changed it up, Tight Man told Dolomite, I don't think they're going to run at all, but Dolomite. You feel me? So Tight Man already knew what the previous conversation was all about.
But
you know
all I'm saying is, what happened, Short Dog, the race was never locked in because they didn't agree on the track. They didn't agree on the track.
J-Bart, the money was locked in because the day on the dog show.
Stone Cold, you can't say you if you locked it in, if you did not stip what track, then you need the champ always pick a date anytime.
So you're worried at nothing? You're worried me anything then, Jay?
That's the purpose of a DP man. If everybody was them good,
though,
why
Jay?
Would you need a DP man? Let me ask you a question. If everybody's word was good, why would you need a DP man?
Let me tell you something about man word. I ain't listening to that shit no more. I lost money. That's why I want that Purple Rain guy so bad. Fuck a word.
Right.
I ain't betting
on
nobody.
I'm saying. You got to have
J-Bonds,
you missed what
he said, though. Hey, Stone Cold sat there and said that Tight Man sat there and said himself that he knew it wasn't for Albany track. So he was the man supposed to hold the DP. He already knew they wasn't supposed to do it, though, there.
That's why they let the bet go.
That's right, because he wasn't supposed to do it there.
Right.
So that's how
that's how
they got out of the DP. But the DP
really
was up, but it wasn't up for Albany.
So I feel like Dolomite was wrong because if anybody he's going to call, if he called Tight Man the next day and told Tight Man, well, I got to change your heart, they supposed to call it up. It's 3 weeks and not 3 weeks and a half already went by. So we're supposed to be running for that belt on the
27th. But let me ask you something else. Now, Stone Cold, let me ask you one question. Don't you and Dolomite now, have y'all worked out something? You, Dolomite, and Mike, have y'all not worked out something now?
What's that, Jay?
Haven't y'all worked out something now? Dolomite?
Well, I'm just saying, though, we're not worried about that, but I'm just saying that that's the bit that. But listen, though, Jay. I'm not saying that it got worked out because we still can show up in Albany on the third and still enforcing the race. But we're not going to do that. You know what I'm saying? Because the money, we never got our money back from Tight Man. You know what I'm saying? So we don't know what we're going to do at the present time. But at the end of the day, I'm just saying for future references, you know, a man word is bond. Because if I give a man my word, I'm going to give a man my word. If I tell you, Jay, I'm walking down that street goddamn with some gym shorts on, I'm going to walk down the street with some gym shorts on. I don't give a fuck how cold it is. You know what I'm saying? So,
hold on, Jay. He's been in the shit.
But
a man worries about a change, I'll shut dog.
Yeah, but still, though, that should be that way.
Why you throwing me in it, Jay?
Yeah. But, hey, shout out.
Hey, shout out.
We worked everything out. It's not a problem anymore. We got it straightened out now.
Okay.
But I'm saying is, when a man says, y'all need to get y'all deep, get that money to y'all DP, man. We got that DP. We heard about it. We talked about it that night around about 8:30, 9 o'clock that night. 12 o'clock that next morning, that money was at the DP, man.
That's right, that money was locked in for, not at all.
So he didn't have a chance to change it because if he was going to change it, he should have changed it from 7 that morning to 12 that afternoon.
Maurice, you're talking about something that y'all already resolved. It's been resolved, Maurice. But Jay, I'm just trying to tell you,
this is how we got to kill the bullshit. You know what I'm saying? We can't let nobody manipulate the system because if we want a grudge, we want a grudge. I feel like that belt need to bring more action, not for a motherfucking man just to hold that belt and then force a man to go down the shitty track. You know what I'm saying? It's forcing a man to go down the shitty track to try to defend the belt. I understand it's leverage. We understand that. But I would never attempt to take my car to a track where I got a chance of losing my car, you know what I'm saying, over a $200 or $300 belt. You know what I'm saying? I would have challenged for the belt at a decent track where I know that both cars got a possibility of going from A to B. We know we went in Albany. We don't know what's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? You know, until Albany get up to par. I'm not knocking Bobby. I told Bobby, I said, Bobby, we'll come and support your track. But get the track where the track is suitable. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
if you need help.
Then leave the tracks alone, man. If it resolves.
But Jay, you brought it up. Am I right, y'all? No.
I understand what you're saying.
No, but what he's saying, Jay, he ain't saying he wouldn't run at Albany, but he don't want to take a chance where he know he got to put his car on kill to try to go down that track just for a belt and to bet his money. And I don't blame him. And like he said, he will support Bobby, saying, I know what he's saying, and you tell me if I'm wrong. He's saying he will go to Bobby's race and support the track, but he's not going to go down there and be trying to set no world record down there, and I don't blame him.
Right. That's right. So we went down there
with our cars, and we sat there and told them, we're going to do it because we was all together, and we planned to do a race in Albany, Georgia, and we did it. Man, like Bobby told us, hey, don't go out there and have y'all cars turned up, make the trip. And that's what we did.
Let me ask you this. Sometimes, though, and I understand, I'm not disputing Stone Cold, but
right.
We still need to, though, support particular when we got a man like Bobby who's working to get his track. He spent a lot of money.
I would help the man get his head up so he can spend money.
He's not going to go there to try
to lose
$20,000. I wouldn't.
No.
I'd go there to support the race. Let's do a little race that we're going to have ever.
Right, I agree. I ain't gonna knock that down, but I damn sure ain't gonna go to a track that I'm 100%
and gonna turn my car where I can take a chance of losing my car.
No, that's my point, man.
That's my point, man. And Jay, I've been knowing Bobby way before I know you, man. Bobby always been like an idol to me. So always when I was coming up, when I got my Vega, my first car, I was fancying Bobby. Then Bobby had a discount auto car probably running 596 old. I had a Vega running 530s. You know what I'm saying? Bobby never would race that motherfucker. I was like, goddamn. So then I moved up to London. I got my car. So you know what? I still want to race this man. You get what I'm saying? It's not about this me going to beat Bobby. It's just something like everybody want to race their idol. You know what I'm saying? Everybody want to see they better than their idol. Because if you young coming up in the game, Bobby Child, Richard God, they threw it out. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know. So
right.
Get what?
That's just like what you just said. Hey, Stone Cold, just like what you just said. Now, Jay Bonds don't have no car. He wants somebody to fuck me up because I'm his idol.
That's right, exactly. Hey, I know.
wanted to go either way. I want somebody to fuck you up. I want you to fuck up. I didn't want the fucking to happen. That's all I want.
No, that's what you
say.
Hey, long as, I just want to see some fucking. That's all. Who get fucked don't matter.
I didn't know
Big Dog was a lamb. If it was a bigger dog than he got lamb, goddamn Big Dog don't play.
Yeah, but we gonna pull it together though, man. You know, we definitely ain't got no trouble but to pull it together. Because we losing out on a whole lot that we can accomplish, man. You know what I'm saying? And that's just being on the real, Jay. You feel me? Right around shout out.
We got to work together, man. If we don't work together, we're going to shoot our own 7 foot.
Yeah.
That's why you see me working so hard to get somebody up there so sharp dog can get on their ass. I'm trying to help him make money.
Yeah. I respect that.
I thought I had brought him a duck when I got you on the phone, Murray.
No. But see, you know who our duck is, Mississippi Nightmare. Whenever y'all bring that motherfucker out. I don't care if you're in Mexico, goddammit. When you bring that motherfucker out, we following y'all.
I'ma sure hate that damn getting Nard on the phone, let him get on your ass. But listen,
no, my buddy, me and Nard argue like a motherfucker. Now, y'all think I can argue. But goddamn Nard, hey, shout out, I can't stay with that motherfucker right there.
Hey, where's all the people from Maryland, man? We came on the damn Maryland show to talk shit and they done goddamn just straight got off the line, didn't they? The show might be over.
Hey, you think they're off the phone. Some of them ain't off the phone. Hey, Long Island Joe. Long Island.
They are off the line.
Well, listen.
He did? Okay. So who on the show right
I'm
now?
Miss Foxbody, I want to stand down. And let the Maryland show in or do what it do. We don't. They know we're coming over there on August the 3rd to do some damage to the.
Hey.
Who is that?
Hello. Somebody was trying to get something out.
Yeah. He couldn't ever get it all the way out.
Was that Maurice?
Yeah, I think it was. But Jim, we'll see y'all next Thursday, and then we'll see y'all on August the 3rd. We'll
Jay,
talk
I'll
next
get
Thursday.
Before then, though, Jay, I had a nice time tonight, man. And Rick
yeah.
and Miss Foxbody, thank y'all, but I had a ball tonight messing with y'all guys.
All right.
Hey,
I
was a goddamn man tonight on this show.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you. But y'all know we be talking, man. We be talking.
Oh, definitely, Jay. Definitely. I get with you. I get your call.
All right. Later, y'all.
All right. Y'all take it easy.
Speaker Ricky, any last words? All right. Good night, everybody.
You are now logged into grudging.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.